your Tuesday. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll have Linda Parker. We have a little bit lighter schedule tomorrow. Linda Parker for Big Sur Power Down will be on, and we'll be talking about how communities are coming together in a variety of ways. And you can stay tuned for Peter B. Collins' show, which is coming up next after the CBS News. Have a great day. Hear you tomorrow.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Hartley Carnes. 6 years ago today, in the course of one beautiful blue sky morning, the world got uglier. And Americans learned how real the threat of terrorism truly is.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Pentagon ceremony was led by Joint Chiefs Chairman General Peter Pace, who spoke directly to the relatives of the 184 people who died here.
Today, as in every September 11th since 2001, and in every one to come, your loved ones will be remembered, prayed for, and appreciated for their sacrifice.
And before placing a wreath near a stone memorial, Defense Secretary Robert Gates told them the nation mourns with them and they will never be alone in their sorrow.
In New York City, where the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center fell,
our mother, Catherine Charles, passed away in the North Tower. She worked for Cantor Fitzgerald. She was my whole life.
Bells tolled, names were read, relatives and friends placed flowers in a small memorial pond at Ground Zero, and the tears mixed with the rain that fell there. Sounds like some of the troops could be coming home soon from Iraq. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller joins us live now from the White House.
Harley, CBS News has learned that President Bush will adopt the recommendation of his top commander in Iraq to withdraw between 25 and 30,000 U.S. troops by mid-year if adequate progress is made there. But that would leave upwards of 130,000 troops, and that's way too many in the view of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We have said the troops can stay, a small number to stay, whatever number necessary to fight the al-Qaeda. But we must get our combat troops out of that civil war in Iraq.
And it sounds to Pelosi like the Bush plan will keep U.S. troops in Iraq for another 10 years. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
The Chinese government has agreed to take the poison out of children's toys exported to this country.
China promises to take steps to remove lead paint from toys sold here and to lessen other dangers in toys, fireworks, cigarette lighters, and electrical devices, mainly through increased inspections. Acting Consumer Product Safety Commission head Nancy Nord warns,
if indeed we find our lead paint ban is not being complied with, if we find violations, then we will not hesitate to take very stringent enforcement activities.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
OPEC has agreed to increase production about 500,000 barrels of oil each day.
They're trying to respond to fears about the slowdown in the U.S. economy, the weakening jobs market, and they're trying to act responsible by trying to help offset a possible recession in the U.S.
That's analyst Phil Flynn at Aileron Trading. Wall Street today, the Dow gained 180 points, NASDAQ up 38. Oil prices, $78.23 a barrel, up 74 cents. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Reggie Bush of the New Orleans Saints. If you live for football like I live for football, all you got to do is switch to Dish Network. Get football 24/7 on the NFL Network on Dish Network.
Get in the game with Dish Network and get over 100 of the hottest channels for only $29.99 a month. Get the best sports and movies in HD with a free HD DVR upgrade and free HD programming for 6 months. Call 1-888-770-DISH today. Offer ends 1/31/08 and is subject to change without notice. Requires $49.99 activation fee and 18-month commitment. Restrictions apply.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Do you know that Office Depot rewards you for shopping? Sign up now for the new Office Depot WorkLife Rewards program. It's bigger, better, and more rewarding than ever. Now you get 10% back on ink, toner, paper, design, print, and ship purchases. Plus, 1% back on nearly everything else you buy. It's free, and there's no limit to the amount of rewards you can earn. Rewards are given as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Certain restrictions apply. Excludes HP ink and toner. Go to myworkliferewards.com for details.
In Turkey today, bomb squad police defused a 600-pound bomb they think was timed to coincide with September 11th. It was in a minibus in Ankara. Turkey helps the U.S. fight terrorists. Alex is dead. Alex was a bird, a parrot who could identify colors, was said to get tired of the boredom of scientific trials, and he could count to six.
He basically broke all of the preconceived notions of what a bird brain was.
A pretty smart bird. Psychologist Irene Pepperberg at Brandeis University says they are heartbroken. They studied that African gray parrot for nearly 30 years. After a couple of weeks parked to let one of Mars' monster dust storms blow itself out, the NASA rover Opportunity began making its way into the giant impact crater called Victoria. Opportunity drove into the crater, then back out again, and may venture deeper into that steep crater tomorrow. The goal is to learn much about Mars' ancient geologic past. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-40-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-40-GO-NOW for all the exciting details. That's 866-40-GO-NOW. Call now.
Trying to get on message here. The surge is working. The surge is working. The surge... No, it's not working. Getting on message isn't working either.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B. And be part of Peter B.'s America.
The source for progressives of information and inspiration in a difficult time. I call them the new dark ages. Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm your humble host. You can call me Peter or Peter B., but I don't really like Pete, if you don't mind. Call me at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. A shout-out to our brand-new listeners in Sacramento at 1240 Talk City, KSAC. Maybe you heard yesterday, Christine Kraft is on vacation. And when I took a lengthy vacation, breaking all the radio rules back in July and August, she was kind enough to sub for me, and so I'm returning the favor. Glad to be on in Sacramento, and we're making lots of room for your phone calls today. So we've got some guests scheduled, but in between, lots of room for open phones and your comments. I want to get your honest reaction to the show that's underway in Washington right now and its political impact. And so if you have thoughts, I want to hear from you. If you've served our country, I give you particular gravitas and credibility. And if you disagree with me, I want you to call and we'll have an honest and direct discussion, because I think these are the most critical issues of the day. And I think that it's important to put aside the Britney Spears and the new fall TV season and the distracting nostalgia about 9/11 to talk about the current mess and our near future, what we're going to do about it. So grab a line now. Call me whenever the urge strikes you. It's toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. That number again is 38 and then 573-8372. Ray McGovern will join us in about half an hour. He served with distinction at the Central Intelligence Agency. In fact, Bob Gates, who is now the Secretary of Defense, used to report to Ray McGovern. And Ray is an outspoken American who was at the hearings yesterday, and he'll tell the story about why he was ejected from the hearing chamber. He was not wearing pink, and he didn't join the chorus from some of the Code Pink activists, but nevertheless, he was asked to leave, and we'll get that story coming up. A little bit later on today, Jason Leopold from truthout.org returns, and he wants to talk about the new supplemental funding request for Iraq that Bush has presented, a $50 billion tab on that, And Jason fears the Democrats are ready to blink again and give the president another blank check. We'll also talk about the U.S. attorney case, and it appears Patrick Leahy has put on hold the efforts to compel the administration to tell the truth about the departure of U.S. attorneys. And while that is a setback and a disappointment, there is more interest and more pressure on the state of Alabama, where its governor is behind bars now, or former governor, Siegelman. And questions are being raised as to the involvement of Karl Rove and a specific U.S. attorney who was married to a political operative for Siegelman's opponent. So we'll get the story on that, and then room for more of your phone calls. And we'll wrap up the show this evening with Mikey Weinstein. He is a guy who served as a judge advocate general in the United States Air Force, and he's blown the whistle on inappropriate religious behavior, including Christian proselytizing in the military. And there's a doozy of a story we'll talk with Mikey about today. Right there at the Pentagon, there were evangelicals who went in on your taxpayer turf and at your expense. And we'll find out the details on that a little bit later on. Joining me first today is Robert Borisage. He is co-director of the Campaign for America's Future. He's a guy with extensive political experience. He was a consultant to Jesse Jackson when the Reverend was running for president. He also worked on the campaigns of great progressives like Barbara Boxer and Paul Wellstone. And I don't know if she was a great progressive, but also Carol Moseley Braun, the one-term senator from Illinois. Bob Borisage, welcome back to our program today.
My pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing okay. But I am very concerned that this surge theater that is underway in Washington again today is going to have the desired effect. What is that effect? To buy more time for the Bush administration, to serve up more American dollars for a failed occupation in Iraq that is not going to improve, and to further politically divide the country, and most importantly, Democrats, to prevent a coalescence around the out-of-Iraq, end-the-war position. What's your thought, Bob?
Well, I think its real effect is much of that, but it's the big thing, the big effect it's had is on Republicans. That is, I think all of this show and tell and this incredible public relations campaign that the White House has rolled out is about keeping Republicans, the Republican presidential candidates and the Republican senators, particularly the moderates who claim that they are independent of the White House, in line with the president's war policy, so that he can sustain his vetoes of any effort to pass appropriations with a date certain to get the troops out. And I don't think it's had much effect on Democratic opinion. I know it's had almost no effect, no measurable effect on public opinion. But it has had an effect in getting the Republican presidential candidates to line up again behind him and salute the president, that is, and getting thus far the Republican moderates in the Senate to either keep their heads down mm-hmm. or to look like they've moved back into the fold.
Well, let me disagree a little bit on the I agree with everything you said except about the Democrats, because we have some potential defectors. Jerry McNerney, who we helped get elected, defeating Richard Pombo last year in a difficult Republican district here in California, took one of those Pentagon-sponsored trips to Iraq and came back talking compromise, a very different tune from what he was saying earlier in the summer. And he has declined our interview request recently. I don't read anything more into that than he has declined, but I'm frustrated by that. And secondly, last night on the PBS NewsHour, a congressman, his name is Payne, I think Howard Payne, this is the first time I had seen him, he was there, and he wasn't as articulate as I would have liked for representing an out-of-Iraq point of view, but he conceded to this talking point. He said, the surge is working militarily. And then he went on to say that, you know, we need to focus our efforts on a political solution to the problem. But just in conceding that ground, I think that's a fundamental mistake, and it shows that Democrats are confused by this very carefully orchestrated campaign by the Bush administration.
Well, it could be, but I don't think it changes. You know, Brian Baird went the other way, too, but he was headed there. I don't think it changes more than, if anything, 3 or 4 votes. Hmm. I think the big thing was, you know, last spring, Democrats passed, rather miraculously, I thought, appropriation with a date certain that the president vetoed, and then they couldn't overcome the veto. And passed the money essentially to get to this fall. And September was supposed to be the big month, and the reason it was supposed to be the big month was that Mitch McConnell, the leader of Republicans in the Senate, basically indicated we're going to be ready to bolt in September. And you saw Warner and Lugar and Voinovich and Collins all indicate that they were headed in a different direction.
Smith of Oregon.
Administration through the spring. And what this, the big effect this, the kind of Potemkin village of progress on the ground in Iraq has done, the funny numbers and the general with all the salad on his chest, is it seems to have either muted their voices or brought them back to the fold, so that the president looks like, right at this minute, and I don't know how long it holds because public opinion's not changing, the president looks like he may have the votes to sustain a veto again or to filibuster against a measure that would bring the troops home.
Mm-hmm. And so this, you know, most recent $50 billion supplemental request came out of the blue. It was reported that even Defense Secretary Gates hadn't been briefed on it before the White House presented this purchase order to the Congress. And I am not confident that the Democrats have any momentum or leadership to mount even the kind of challenge that they attempted during the spring.
Well, that's the question, and that's, I think, the standard. What I believe is that the Democratic candidates for president, the ones who want to lead the party and lead the country, now have to show on our side essentially what Bush was able to show the most, this most unpopular president on their side. That is, they should be lead out in front, leading their colleagues, providing them with spine, rallying the troops in the Senate, and recreating the overwhelming Democratic majority that would pass a measure to get the troops home and force Republicans to decide whether they're going to go with their voters or with this unpopular president and this unpopular occupation. And we can't have a case, as we did last spring, where the candidates like Senator Obama and Clinton just stay quiet before they decide how they're going to cast their vote.
Mm-hmm.
Because this PR campaign has been so successful, we need them to show some backbone now and to lead in really taking on this this disingenuous argument and leading the effort of rallying the folks to demand that the Democrats push through mm-hmm. resolutions to demand that the troops come home in a date certain.
Bob Borisage, we're going to take a break when we return. Since you counseled a candidate for president from Illinois in Jesse Jackson, we'll ask you for some free advice for Hillary Clinton, who was born in Illinois, and Barack Obama, who currently represents the land of Lincoln. We'll take a break and return in just a moment with Bob Borisage. If you have a question, a comment, bring it on now. Toll free at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. Or you can email me, that's Peter, at PeterBCollins.com. Or if you're Sean Hannity, you can use BigMouth at PeterBCollins.com.
If you like people who talk funny, listen to Stephanie Miller in the morning on AM 540 KRXA. Ha!
KRXA invites you to see No End in Sight, the powerful new documentary opening in Monterey, Friday, September 7th. Don't miss the film that Time Magazine calls, without question, the most important movie you're likely to see this year. Newsweek calls No End in Sight a powerhouse of a movie that should be required viewing for every member of Congress. And the New York Times calls it absolutely vital, exacting, enraging, and revelatory. No End in Sight opens this Friday at the Osseo Plaza 6.
Come on in and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones, everything so tasty you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a good affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus stew. A side of couscous and a Bible solution. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery. MPG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today.
173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has three locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
"We're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service."
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale from 12-Step Talk Uncensored. Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m. Listen as we deal with life-changing issues that affect all of us. Our fears, passions, anger, addictions, the law of attraction, and how we change ourselves so we can live an extraordinary life. Join me, Sheila Gale, along with Ava, as we share tools for change that work. 12-Step Talk Uncensored, Life 105, Saturdays 4 to 5, brought to you by Sun Street Centers, with education, prevention, and treatment for alcohol and drug addiction.
B. Collins Show.
Love America like my daddy. He's a mean son of a bitch. He's the Big Mac baddie. So he got me an election that he took from Al Gore. Cause the pussy don't know a damn thing about war. I am the king of the world. My kingdom's under construction. And I'm building it with weapons of mass destruction. The United States has divided nations. Got billions of dollars of bombs and we're not gonna waste my time. I'll pant in the Congress and I show them my ass. If they kiss it, it's a ticket to the top of the class. I go to war when I want to and I make the first try.
That one's called Georgie Boy. Some strong sentiments there from a guy named Andrew Horobin, who hails from New Zealand, taking strong exception to our alleged president. We're talking with Robert Borisage, Bob Borisage, from the Campaign for America's Future. He penned a piece that you can find at the Huffington Post. And he's got some powerful comments here. Let me lift the first paragraph. It is time for decision on the Iraq debacle. The White House is demanding more money to keep the troops in Iraq. The Bush folks have shown their public relations mastery by rolling out a disingenuous campaign to claim progress on the ground in Iraq. General David Petraeus, the political general with a notorious record of trumpeting mythical success in Iraq, will seek to retain as many troops in action as he thinks the army can sustain without disintegrating. Now, Bob Borisage, accidentally last night, I spent about 10 minutes listening to Sean Hannity's radio show, and he was blithering on, attacking snot-nosed liberals, and I think he was talking about me, who have questioned the veracity of the comments and report coming from General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker. And he got a guy on the line from New Jersey who agrees with you and me, and he ripped the guy to shreds and called him a snot-nosed liberal and just kept drilling in on him. Are you saying that General Petraeus is a liar? And the guy knew he was pinned, and he tried to avoid actually saying it. And finally he said, well, Sean, yes. And then Sean, of course, went into this attack. Did you see all the medals on his breast? Are you telling me that a decorated general would come to Congress and lie? And, of course, the answer is... yeah.
Well, it certainly hasn't been unheard of in American history.
And so we really have a great divide here between the Fox News junkies who are buying what the administration is selling. After all, Petraeus gave his first interview to Fox after the testimony yesterday. And I am concerned that we have dueling sets of facts now, and you cannot reach the people who are prepared to buy the administration line.
Actually, but what's interesting is we have a basic agreement on the failure of the surge. That is, the purpose of the surge was to create security so that the Iraqis could make a political settlement at the national level. Everybody agrees, Petraeus, Crocker, et cetera, the president, that they have failed to do that, and that there is no reconciliation among Iraqis. Everybody agrees, Petraeus, Crocker, well, not the president necessarily, that there's no solution, in, you know, military solution, unless there's a political reconciliation among the Iraqis, that you're in the middle of a sectarian civil war that will continue to go on, and the only peace you're creating is the peace of the desert, that is, after the ethnic cleansing has taken place, the neighborhoods tend to be stable when they're all one sect. There's no real disagreement about those basic facts. And the only disagreement is, should we keep our soldiers in the middle of that civil war while it's going to be unresolved because the Iraqis are not, you know, about to come to an agreement with one another in this catastrophe that we've unleashed in that country.
Again, returning to the NewsHour discussion last evening, there was Mike Pence from Indiana trotting out the mythical connection between Saddam and 9/11. Oh, and that's what the $15 million Freedom's Watch propaganda campaign is about. And, of course, the media has been relatively slack. The New York Times did point out today that these hearings took place against the backdrop of 9/11 and that that was not accidental. But it is amazing to me that the media just reports this stenographically and really offers very little critical analysis. We got to look to Jon Stewart on The Daily Show to really, dissect what has occurred.
Well, his viewers are the best informed of television viewers when they do the polling on facts. But, you know, what's interesting to me is the public hasn't moved. The public does not expect to get an honest read from this general and this president, and they're not falling for this. And public opinion, stunningly, the president's orchestrated this remarkably successful PR job that has all the elites inside the Beltway here at Twitter. But stunningly, his popularity remains in the pits, and it hasn't gone up a whit. And the public disapproval of the war remains the vast majority position, and it hasn't gone down a whit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in fact, he's not convincing anybody in the public. He is, I think, convincing some of the punditry inside the Beltway, the same punditry that he convinced to go into Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And he's convincing Republicans.
Yeah. And Bob, with a minute remaining, let me come back to the question I promised to ask you, which is, how would you counsel the senator from Illinois and the senator from New York, candidates for president, on how to lead the Democrats and help bring a bigger Democratic majority to the House and Senate next year?
Well, I think this is the moment for both of them and the others to stand up. It's time to meet with Reid and the Democratic Senate caucus, which is the one that's faltering, and a call on them to join together, to follow them, to fight for a resolution that demands for any money, that the money be used to bring the troops out by a date certain, and to stay unified behind that position, because that's the position that they represent as they run for the nomination of their party and the presidency of the United States. And they should be calling on those senators to stand with them as the leader and the potential leader of the ticket next fall, and lead. And if Senator Obama is right and he's the person who can bring people together, we ought to demonstrate that now. And if Hillary's right, she has the experience and the toughness to unify folks, she ought to show that now. But it's time to lead on this stuff, not to wait and to hang back and to stay on the campaign trail and to ignore this fight in the Senate.
Couldn't agree more. I hope your advice is adopted. Thank you, Bob Borisov. We'll talk again later. That's Robert Borisov from the Campaign for America's Future. More of your calls coming up in the next segment on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hey, this is Larry from Acme Coffee. And if, like me, you own a business and are tired of waiting through aggressive sales reps pushing you to advertise, on mediocre network TV stations or stale radio broadcasters, contact KRXA 540 sales manager Larry Rathall at 394-5792. AM 540's committed listener base will help you grow your business. I know, because they're helping me grow mine. Call Larry at 394-KRXA.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Hello, this is Jane Fleming with Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery in Monterey, where we bake ridiculously delicious wheat and gluten-free and sugar-free muffins and cakes, plus a gluten-free sandwich bread that toasts and slices just like wheat breads. Everything we bake is all natural with many organic ingredients and loaded with super grain nutrition. Learn more at beyondwheat.com. That's beyondwheat.com, and see how we are changing the way America eats, one ridiculously delicious muffin at a time. Find Beyond Wheat at Cornucopia Natural Foods Carmel, Carmel Valley Market, and Staff of Life and New Leaf Markets in Santa Cruz. Try Beyond Wheat for ridiculously delicious, gluten-free and sugar-free nutritious goodies. Great taste and healthy, too? Life doesn't get much better than that, does it? Beyond Wheat, now at a store near you, or ask your local grocer to stock Beyond Wheat.
Concerned about the steady increase in home mortgage interest rates? Don't panic or overreact. Now is the time to analyze the many available options and to choose the best possible course. Leverage the equity in your home to reduce or eliminate high interest and non-deductible debt. Victor Munoz, president of Creative Mortgage, invites you for a free consultation in his Salinas offices at 201 John Street. To schedule your free Creative Mortgage consultation, call Victor at 757-0436 right now. That's 757-0436.
The healthcare system is broken. That doesn't mean you have to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention. Whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance. Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
Welcome to Your Solar Future, Saturdays at noon on KRXA 540 AM. Your Solar Future is about the practical, the passion, and the politics of going solar. Listen to Your Solar Future, Saturdays at high noon. Go to YourSolarFuture.com. See the solar videos sent in by folks like you. Save thousands of dollars. Make money as well. You'll see when you go to YourSolarFuture.com.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
My lines are open to hear from you. What do you think about the Petraeus Report? I think he's like Mr. Sandman. He brought some of that Iraqi dust storm into Washington for confusion.
As I was walking over the highway, I saw above me and in the skyway. I saw below me a golden valley. Yeah, this land was made for me. I roamed and rambled and followed my footsteps. Sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, and all around me.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show. Again, we're live in Sacramento today, sitting in for Christine Kraft, Sacramentans. You're welcome to join us toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Want to get your reaction to the Petraeus Report and also to the media coverage of it and what you think the Democrats are going to do. So share your opinions now at 888-5-PETER-B. Howard's on the line from Carmel. Good afternoon, Howard. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Peter B. I agree. Everybody knew that Petraeus was going to say this, and you know, so it's hardly a surprise. Now, I wanted to talk about something else, though.
All right.
I wanted to talk about intimations over the internet now of an upcoming false flag operation where Bush is going to, you know, those five nukes that were quote accidentally flying around over the United States.
Yeah, they were flown from one air base to another and ended up at Barksdale.
They were checked out under his specific authority, and there was apparently a stand down on the 14th. There's been a stand down of all fighters in the United States on the 14th. Now, that's the way that 9/11 started, where they got all the fighter planes out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So the implication is that he's going to drop five atomic devices on five American cities, blame it on Al Qaeda, declare martial law and himself the dictator forever.
All right, now Howard, we're taking available facts, and we're going into the speculation zone in a pretty deep way there.
Well, but
I'm not prepared to believe that George W. Bush would ever countenance the use of nuclear weapons on American cities, and I have a very low opinion of him and his counselors, including Dick Cheney. But I really can't find it in myself to believe that would even be contemplated.
Well, but can you actually believe that he would allow another election when he has concentrated all that power in the White House to hand that over to a Democratic president? That he can't afford another election. He's destroyed the Republican Party. There's never going to be another Republican elected. Not for the next couple of decades. He can't mm-hmm. afford another election. He has to generate some major emergency.
So you think he has dreams like General Musharraf? He wants to become our dictator and lock us down under martial law?
Not just ours, but I think he wants to rule the world. I don't think he wants just ours.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I think
Howard, I hear what you're saying. I have concerns about false flag operations being used as a basis to attack Iran. And so I have to say that my hackles are up and that I'm aware of this issue related to that one airplane that had nuclear weapons on it. Was the wrong kind of plane. I think it was a B-52.
B-52, right.
And typically they ship those on cargo planes.
And the thing is that those weapons were not shipped in its belly, but were mounted on its wings.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Howard, I hear your points, and we'll open this up. If other people want to talk about it and share information, I'm happy to hear it. But I have to say, when you go to the point of suggesting that this administration wants power so badly that they would permit attacks on American cities, that's hard for me to swallow. Let's go to Ray McGovern. He served at the CIA. He is one of the founders of VIPS. That's Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. And in a moment, I want to ask him about the scene yesterday in the hearing room on Capitol Hill. Welcome, Ray.
Hi, Peter B. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
First, do you have any reaction to what you just heard from Howard and Carmel?
Same reaction as you have, Peter B. I think that we do have to be alert for false flag operations, in the Persian Gulf and that kind of thing. But as willing as I am to believe the worst, that's beyond the pale for me. That said, I think that the transport of those weapons is a very serious matter. There's nothing more tightly controlled in this government than nuclear weapons, and the reaction that I had at first, saying, well, you know, there's no end to the misfeasance, even in the military under this regime, that's really not adequate. We have to figure out how it became known that this happened. Did somebody within the military deliberately leak that
mm-hmm.
because they were afraid? But it's just too early to, at least for me, given the facts that I know, to make any judgments.
Understood, yeah. But I do understand Howard's concerns, and I also understand that there are many of us who are in some ways reeling because we know that this is the most secretive administration in recent history, if not American history. We know that they've lied to us on many things where it's proven that the facts contradict the allegations or the assertions that were made by the administration. I have a myriad of questions about what really happened on September 11th. And while I do consider it possible that there was complicity by leaders of the Bush administration, I would never go to the point of suggesting that they colluded or caused the attacks of 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. The unanswered questions are what bother me, and there are a whole host of unanswered questions, and the problem is that they're answerable if the administration would answer them. So, you know, to cast aspersions on people who are trying to figure out what really happened is really beyond the pale.
Yeah.
The administration should come forward and explain what happened.
Now, Ray McGovern, you were there when Ike Skelton gaveled the huge hearing room to order or some semblance of order yesterday. And my friends Medea Benjamin and her colleagues from Code Pink were intent on making statements. They were disruptive, and many of them were removed from the room, some kicking and screaming. And you had a little episode yourself because you went to observe the proceedings, and you were asked to leave at a certain point. Tell us why.
Well, I watched the opening statements by the ranking members of the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees and, of course, the chairs. And then I was really quite taken aback when Ike Skelton, the chair of the whole proceedings and chair of the House Armed Services Committee, invited General Petraeus, okay, you may begin your statement. Now, you know, I've attended enough hearings in my years to know that the first thing you do is you swear in the witness. And so I was, you know, scratching my head there, and, of course, Petraeus' microphone didn't work.
Right.
So there was this 10-minute hiatus where everything was unusually quiet in the room, and it struck me that, wait a second, he forgot to swear. So I just sort of shouted out loud enough so they could hear me in the front. I said, swear him in! And you could hear a pin drop. It was really the most remarkable thing. You could hear a pin drop for about 5 seconds, and then two burly Capitol Police came and removed me forcibly from the proceedings. Now, you know, what was going through my head? Well, I remember in February of 2006 when Arlen Specter, chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee at the time, was entertaining Alberto Gonzalez as a witness, and he was about to start, and he said, all right, I'll hear your statement. And Pat Leahy, the ranking Democrat, said, oh, Senator Specter, you forgot to swear the witness in. And Specter, in a very awkward moment, said, oh, no, we're not going to do that today. And I felt strongly that Leahy and all the Democrats should have just walked right out of that room because you know what you're going to get from Gonzalez, but they stayed. Now, there was a precedent, and that's what sort of rang in my head. My goodness, they doing the same thing for Petraeus? Are they cutting him some slack so that he won't meet the fate of Scooter Libby if he lies under oath? I can't conceive of Petraeus resisting taking an oath to tell the truth.
Well, after all, he wrote that report himself.
Yeah, right. I can't conceive of the president, sort of prevailing on the Senate or on the House in this case, to not ask him to take an oath because they want him to feel free to, you know, play fast and loose with all his fancy statistics. Peter B., I have some real news to impart here. I just heard from somebody in the hearing that Petraeus made quite an interesting statement in reaction to a question written addressed to him by Senator John Warner, the distinguished senator from Virginia. Warner said, quote, does the Iraq War make America safer, end quote. Petraeus replied, quote, I don't know, actually. I have not sat down and sorted in my own mind, period, end quote.
Wow.
Now, what is it, you know? Okay, he gets a fourth star by going out there and pretending to conquer this insurgency, which he knows, if he read his own manual, he doesn't have the troops to do. You don't conquer an insurgency of 26 million people resisting an occupation with 160,000 troops. He knows that better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, why is he out there? Why is he? Well, he's just following orders. Or, you know, it just really, I mean, if it weren't for the fact that people are getting killed, I mean, you know, if I sound angry, I am. People are getting killed every day, like we had 9 U.S. killed yesterday, and untold Iraqis. I don't understand how a fellow like Petraeus, duty, honor, country. Well, right, yeah, duty maybe, but honor and country. If country includes those kids from the small cities and towns of our country, then that's not duty to country. So.
Now, I didn't get to watch all 6 hours of the hearings, but did anybody confront General Petraeus and say, you're asking us to give you more wiggle room here 6 months, and that means $60 billion minimum, and on average, 600 American lives lost, and we'll put aside for the moment how many injured might take those casualties in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
But did anybody put that kind of quantification on the request that he made to the Congress?
Peter B., I didn't have a chance to watch all 6 hours today myself, but
yeah.
What I did see did not include those questions. I mean, the whole thing is so disingenuous. I mean, big deal, in mid-July of next year, we'll be back down to the number where we were in November of last year. Well, you know, you surge, and then if you surge, then you can withdraw your troops.
Well, and also just the fainting that is going on here, and that's not people passing out, it's when you fake. The head fake is, oh, we're able to reduce the surge troops, that roughly 30,000 number, because we're having such great success with the surge. Well, no. The truth is they have no choice but to start withdrawing American forces at least the number of 30,000 by April of next year because they have maxed out the tours of duty and they have no reserves.
That's exactly right, but you won't find that out from Fox News, and that's what people kind of watch.
Yeah.
Peter B., if people really had a chance to think this through, they would realize that the surge is no more nor less an attempt to prevent a definitive defeat of our forces during the tenure of Vice President Cheney and President Bush. Keep them there, keep them fighting. Hopefully we won't lose really disastrously until January of 2009. And then, you know, we'll see what happens. It won't matter anymore because we'll be out of office. That's all it has to do with. And why the American people, the American Congress, can put up with that kind of stuff, I'll just never know.
Ray McGovern, you're a great American. Thanks for asking about swearing him in.
Thanks, Peter.
All right, my pleasure. That's Ray McGovern, a member of VIPS, Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. Coming up next, we go to the phones. I want to hear from you. And if you're in Sacramento, don't be shy. Give me a call. The number's toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Do you have an answer for General Petraeus? Are we safer because of the invasion and occupation of Iraq? Help him out here, will you? Give me a call now. I'm looking forward to talking with you. 888-5-PETER-B. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hey, this is Stephanie Miller. You're listening to the station that encourages you to think for yourself. What a concept. AM 540 KRXA.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth.
Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Have you thought about owning more real estate but don't know where to turn? Are you interested in learning how to make good profit buying and selling real estate? Or do you want to learn how to let your tenants pay the mortgage while you enjoy the equity? If you want to learn the ins and outs of real estate investing, listen to The Real Estate Guys, Sunday nights at 5 on KRXA. You can own more real estate. The Real Estate Guys will show you how. Listen Sunday nights at 5 and on the web at realestateguysradio.com.
Tomorrow Matters, the premier local radio program for matching the global problems of today with the solutions for a better tomorrow, hosted by me, Deborah Lindsay, Monday to Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. I'll bring in the guests, and you call in with your questions and ideas, and we'll collectively work to set the standards for a more sustainable future, and we're doing it five times a week. Join me, Deborah Lindsay, right here on KRXA 540 a.m. for Tomorrow Matters, weekdays at 2, because for all of us, tomorrow really matters.
I told our people, get information without torture, and was assured by our Justice Department that we were not torturing.
And you need to know, they hate us because we love freedom.
Well, we've never been stay the course, George.
And I think it's important in a time of war that to the extent possible, we leave politics out of the major decisions being made.
However, we will not go along with a partisan fishing expedition aimed at honorable public servants. I proposed a reasonable way to avoid an impasse.
Said was the Czech intelligence service reported after 9/11 that Atta had been in Prague on April 9th of 2001, where he allegedly met with an Iraqi intelligence official. We have never been able to confirm that, nor have we been able to knock it down. It's been pretty well confirmed that he did go to Prague and he did meet with a senior official of the Iraqi intelligence service in Czechoslovakia last April.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. And in Sacramento, we're covering for Christine Kraft on 1240 Talk City, KSAC. I am wide open for your phone calls for the next 45 minutes or so. Jason Leopold will join us at 4:30 Pacific time here on the Peter B. Collins Show. So feel free to grab a line right now. I've got lines open at 888-573-8372, 888-5-PETER-B, if that's easier for you. And I want to hear your comments about the theater that has been presented by the Republicans in Washington the last 2 days. And as Bob Borisage pointed out, it doesn't appear the American people are buying it, but it does appear to have the desired effect of locking down the political opposition to the war, preventing more Republicans from joining the opponents, and confusing and dividing Democrats. And I'm afraid to say that at least at this point, it appears that it's going to be successful. So I want to hear your thoughts about that. And again, if you disagree with me, I especially want you to call because, hey, that's what makes talk radio interesting. John in Auburn, thank you for joining us. You're on the air.
Well, thank you, Peter. The reason I'm calling is some of your listeners did not get a chance to hear Nancy Pelosi confront General Petraeus this morning on TV. I just tuned in by accident, sort of, at that point.
Really? Where was that?
She came on real strong in the hearing this morning.
Uh-huh. Okay. I didn't watch any TV today, so I catch up in the evenings, and I haven't seen that. So tell us about it.
Nancy Pelosi laid out the political ramifications of everything quite well, confronted him very directly, but here's a political person confronting a war person who's under the direction of George Bush, who has all the power as commander-in-chief, and you know, Petraeus has the choice of either following Bush or quitting and getting demoted or ousted.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, he's going to do what George Bush, you know, his people want him to do.
Well, there's this
Should we trust our military with anything anymore?
Well, there's
after 6 years?
There's this whole phony argument
that, you know, we should let the generals decide. Well, that would be fair if the generals actually got to decide and generals like Shinseki didn't lose their jobs for delivering advice that wasn't embraced in the Oval Office or the Vice President's office.
Exactly.
And so it's a phony notion that these are independent generals with independent viewpoints, and therefore the American people should just salute and say, Jawohl.
Yeah, the only people that can stop this war are the people with their votes. And until the people wake up, George Bush gets to have his way.
Well,
I'm a,
John,
I'm a 69-year-old person, veteran Marine Corps during the Vietnam era.
Mm-hmm.
I knew this was going to happen before George Bush declared this war.
Wow.
But nobody would listen to me.
Well, I'll honor your prescience and perhaps foresight there, John, but I have a slight disagreement with you. I think the issue is our political leaders, and they know that the vast majority of Americans, and certainly the huge majority of Democrats, support an early move to, you know, start the withdrawal process. Not precipitous. It's not like we expect the troops to come home in 24 hours, but we want the process to begin.
To the Republicans who can change their vote. And if they don't, they're going to lose in their office next time, in my perception.
All right. And John, let me just clarify, because I'm surprised that Nancy Pelosi was at the hearing today, because it was Senate hearings and she's the Speaker of the House. Was it Pelosi or was it another? Was it like Boxer or?
Wait a minute. It was Barbara Boxer. It was Barbara Boxer, but they might have been showing a flashback of Nancy Pelosi, too, because I recognize Nancy Pelosi.
Gotcha.
But in any event, General Petraeus got confronted quite heavily.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. I appreciate the call, John. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, too, Peter. Bye.
Okay. My pleasure. 888-5-PETER-B. Give me a call. Deborah and Carmel, you're next. Thank you.
Hi there. My opinion on why we are still in Iraq goes under two general categories. As far as I know, the Iraqis have refused today, the government, to sign on to that oil takeaway. In other words, the big players, BP, ExxonMobil, all the boys.
You described that accurately, and thank you.
Right. And they want to get the lion's share of the... I heard Boone Pickens a number of years ago, and I think he estimated the amount of oil still in the ground at $13 trillion.
Well, it is the largest untapped known reserves, I think, in the world.
So, until someone in charge of that government signs some kind of a quasi-legal document saying, go ahead and take 80% of our natural resource revenue out of our country, bye-bye, we're going to be there. And then secondly, as long as we are there, who knows what percentage of the hundreds of billions that have rolled into Iraq falls directly into the hands of Parsons and Bechtel and Blackwater and that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And what frightens me is that these two issues are rarely raised, and if I were running all forms of media, it would be the daily conversation.
Well, you're right, Deborah. And we have, just to be fair, Democrats and Republicans who have embraced the recommendations of the Baker-Hamilton Iraq Study Group last year. And one of those was to cement in the oil grab that you described.
I agree completely. And Leon Panetta, you know, who is from the Monterey Peninsula area, was on that study group.
Yes, he was. And this is one of the issues that many people really need to delve into. Antonia Juhas is an expert on this. She's been on our program many times. And also we spoke to Raed Jarrar recently. He's an actual Iraqi who understands the oil dimensions there. And most Americans are oblivious. They think that what Bush and the Democrats are talking about is sharing the oil revenues among different groups in Iraq.
Right.
And that is part of it. But they're going to share the net, not the gross.
Share the 20%.
Yes, and we want to make sure that the gross goes to multinational oil companies, including those based in the great state of Texas.
Precisely. And until that's accomplished, the Dick and Georges of the world are going to allow endless Iraqis and many more U.S. troops to their death.
Deborah, thanks for a well-informed call. I love listeners who know what they're talking about. You can be next. We're going to take a break for the news and return for more phone calls at 888-5-PETER-B. Give me your reaction to the Petraeus Report.
Every Sunday morning at 10, check out Rock Roller Real Estate, America's favorite real estate show. Learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are. Rock Roller Real Estate, every Sunday morning at 10. To be a guest, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376. For more information, stop by our website at rockrollerrealestate.com. Rock Roller Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm getting dying coral reefs.
A blue bicycle.
A walkie-talkie.
I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool black skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
President Bush schedules a speech Thursday night.
The president will commit to withdraw some U.S. troops from Iraq if conditions permit. I'm Mark Knoller at the White House.
Remembering the victims of 9/11.
Kathleen Moran.
Lindsay Stapleton Morehouse.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. President Bush is asking the networks for time Thursday night to address the nation on Iraq. CBS News correspondent Mark Knoller joins us live from the White House.
Bill, it's the president's plan to announce he's accepting the recommendation of his top commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, to withdraw between 25 and 30,000 U.S. troops from Iraq by next summer if enough progress is made there. But fresh from a meeting with President Bush, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that's not good enough.
So this sounds to me like a 10-year, at least, commitment to an open-ended presence and war in Iraq.
Pelosi says congressional Democrats want a new strategy that quickly gets most U.S. troops out of Iraq. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Knoller, CBS News.
General David Petraeus and Ambassador to Baghdad Ryan Crocker spent a second day on Capitol Hill talking to senators this time. Petraeus was pressed for a timeline on U.S. involvement in Iraq.
Like Ambassador Crocker, I believe Iraq's problems will require a long-term effort. There are no easy answers or quick solutions. And though we both believe this effort can succeed, it will take time.
Now this.
So, I'm driving downtown in my Buick, and I pass by this girl. She's got on those really big sunglasses all the celebs wear. So I'm thinking, someday, she's gonna regret looking like a bug. Real style is never just a flavor of the month. It's gotta last. Like my Buick. It looks and drives beautifully. And years from now, you can bet it won't be out of style. Especially because I take such good care of it by taking it to the professionals at my Buick dealer. Down the Good Ranch service lane.
Can't stop thinking about it.
The other day, I asked for an oil change, four tire rotation, and Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection, performed by a GM-trained expert. So it's Good Wrench and Go to help keep my Buick running as great as it looks. And that's a picture I won't regret.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Good Wrench dealer today or log on to GoodWrench.com.
It's been a day to remember that awful day 6 years ago at the World Trade Center site.
Jeffrey Mark Chernoff.
Swarna Chalasani.
The rescue and relief workers of 9/11 read the long list of those who died. Mayor Mike Bloomberg spoke.
I want to thank the families and the responders for helping us today by giving words to our memories and voices to the names that must never be forgotten.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Pentagon ceremony was led by Joint Chiefs Chairman General Peter Pace, who spoke directly to the relatives of the 184 people who died here.
Today, as in every September 11th since 2001, and in every one to come, your loved ones will be remembered, prayed for, and appreciated for their sacrifice.
And before placing a wreath near a stone memorial, Defense Secretary Robert Gates told them the nation mourns with them and they will never be alone in their sorrow.
In Shanksville, Pennsylvania,
Waleska Martinez.
They honored the 40 passengers and crew of United Flight 93 who fought the hijackers and thwarted their plan to fly into the U.S. Capitol. While Americans are mourning the losses of 9/11, Osama bin Laden is gloating. U.S. intelligence confirms that's his voice on a new al-Qaeda video introducing the last will and testament of a 9/11 hijacker and urging young Muslim men to join the caravan of martyrs. American analysts see nothing in bin Laden's recent messages to signal a new attack, but CBS News correspondent Bob Orr reports they do detect a new boldness.
Al-Qaeda, once proclaimed to be on the run, is now back and gaining strength. Intelligence officials say Al-Qaeda has reestablished its core command structure in the remote mountains of Pakistan. Its PR machine has pumped out 75 propaganda tapes just this year, 10 from Ayman al-Zawahiri, bin Laden's longtime deputy, who officials now say is emerging as the real operational boss of the terror network.
New training camps are turning out terrorists with fresh plans to attack the West. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hi, I'm Reggie Bush of the New Orleans Saints. If you live for football like I live for football, all you got to do is switch to Dish Network. Get football 24/7 on the NFL Network on Dish Network.
Get in the game with Dish Network and get over 100 of the hottest channels for only $29.99 a month. Get the best sports and movies in HD with a free HD DVR upgrade and free HD programming for 6 months. Call 1-888-770-DISH today. Offer ends 1/31/08 and is subject to change without notice. Requires $49.99 activation fee and 18-month commitment. Restrictions apply.
You know that Office Depot rewards you for shopping? Sign up now for the new Office Depot Work-Life Rewards Program. It's bigger, better, and more rewarding than ever. Now you get 10% back on ink, toner, paper, design, print, and ship purchases. Plus, 1% back on nearly everything else you buy. It's free, and there's no limit to the amount of rewards you can earn. Rewards are given as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Certain restrictions apply. Excludes HP ink and toner. Go to myworklife.rewards.com for details.
The sharp rise in fork.
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
We got a president so bad, gotta be the worst we ever had. Got the job 'cause of his dad, now we're all in danger.
The danger continues.
He come around up to no good, broke the old treaties 'cause he could. Struts all around like a hood, got us in a world of trouble. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning.
Welcome to this hour of the Peter B. Collins Show. Again, we're live in Sacramento, sitting in for Christine Kraft, who's on vacation on 1240 Talk City, KSAC. And that's a whole new world of people who can call into the program. So if you've never talked to me before, I urge you to come on forward. You got that fancy cell phone and you know how to use it. You got a billion minutes to burn. I'd like to hear your reaction to what's going on in Washington and what it means for ending the occupation and bringing home our troops. And what it means politically in the coming cycle with all House seats and a whole bunch of critical Senate seats up next year and, of course, the presidential campaigns as well. So lines are open for you at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. We got a call back from Colonel Ann Wright, who was there in the chamber and just released by the police after being arrested for expressing herself. We'll get to her in just a moment. But Dave's been holding for a while from Eureka. Welcome, Dave. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Well, I'm one of those people that has spoken with you a few times in the past, Peter, but I think it's pretty clear to us that the cons intend to retain their occupation of the Middle East for a long, long time to come, till the world ends or they run out of oil, whichever comes first. And so they had to have a general that they could count on to say the things that they needed said to buy them more time. so, you know, so severely character disordered, this whole group. I don't know. I probably haven't offered a complete clear thought, but get to Anne Rice. Huh?
Well, Dave, I understand in many respects the feelings that you're offering and even the difficulty in completing a thought, because it's mind-boggling to believe that as the American people understand the mess that Bush has created in Iraq, that our political leaders don't have the will or the strategies to make that happen. And, you know, I've heard all the excuses, and some of them have traction. Sam Farr was on this program yesterday. I respect the congressman, but I was deeply disappointed when he basically said he doesn't think much is going to happen until after the 2008 elections and the changeover in 2009. We heard a little bit more optimism and fight from Barbara Lee.
But the
combination is not one that leads us to believe that political activism is going to change the minds of blue dogs like Mike Thompson, who will tell you that he opposes the war. But can you get him to vote for benchmarks and real tight timelines on the next defense appropriation supplemental? I doubt it.
Well, I think something that even the Sam Farr cannot say is that these big war profiteering corporations have enough profits that they're more than able to buy off any number of members of Congress, and any that have their hand out, as does our Mike Thompson. They will put big bucks in it, and then they can count on him to vote the way they want. This war is so profitable to them, they say, no, not now. We maybe sometime down the road, but right now we'd like to continue.
Yeah.
It's making us into billionaires every year.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
888-5-PETER-B. You can be next. Call me. Toll free, 888-573-8372. Colonel Anne Wright served in the military and then joined the Foreign Service. She resigned her commission as an expression of her opposition to the invasion of Iraq. And she has been a forceful, outspoken activist aligned with Code Pink, and I've seen her at every demonstration in Washington, either on television or the ones I've been able to attend in person. Colonel Anne Wright, welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you.
Now, I understand you recently got your freedom back.
Yeah, that's right. This morning I was in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing, the Petraeus-Crocker hearing, and after Ambassador Ryan Crocker gave his assessment of what's going on and his predictions for the future, I felt it was incumbent upon me as a former diplomat with 16 years of experience and also having served with Ambassador Crocker when we reopened the embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan in December of 2001, I felt it was my role to stand up to say that I am a diplomat for peace, and you cannot have peace through occupation, and 300,000 Americans in that country as an occupying force will never produce peace. And then I started in on, I resigned, by that time I was pretty well hauled out of the hearing room and mm-hmm. arrested for unlawful conduct.
All right, and what happens to you after that?
Well, then you go over to the Capitol Hill Police Station, which is right behind the Hart Building, and you go through a processing cycle there that took 3 hours for three pieces of paper to be filled out, and then you're handcuffed again and sent down to the Washington, D.C. city lockup where they do scans and fingerprints and all that sort of stuff, and that takes another couple of hours, so... For me, it was about 6 hours. However, for eight people yesterday that were arrested, many of them spent overnight in the D.C. jails, and several of them, including Medea Benjamin, one of the co-founders of Code Pink, only got out at 5:30 this afternoon. So they were in well over 24 hours.
And that was a kind of preventive detention, wasn't it?
Well, one could say that it did... take a few more people off the street so that they wouldn't be available for the hearing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think the two of us that did, there were several of us that were in the hearing, and two of us ended up standing up and speaking forcefully. So today's hearings also were impacted by the voice of the people who 70% of us say this war needs to end, and no mm-hmm. matter what the analysis is of General Petraeus and of Ambassador Crocker, both of whom I respect. I do. I think they're professionals, but I think they are they're looking at a vision that will be involvement of the United States for at least another decade. And those of us, 70% of us, of the American people, say that's not what we want. We want to provide an opportunity for the Iraqis to figure out what they want to do for their own country, with their own country, without the presence of the United States, which is, in my opinion, just dragging the process down of their making their determinations.
Yeah. So, Colonel Wright, I'm just curious because I watched very closely a videotape of the proceedings yesterday in the House Joint Committee hearing, and I saw Medea Benjamin and a couple of other folks from Code Pink. They stood up, they spoke out, and they were forcibly removed from the hall. Great consternation from Chairman Skelton. And I noticed you were sitting a row or two in front of where Medea had been. And I said, she's keeping her powder dry. So I'm curious, do you have like an A team and a B team? And were you planning not to get arrested yesterday so you would be there and be able to speak up today?
No, not really. We don't quite plan out things like that. And there were other groups that were there, too. I'm also a Veterans for Peace, and then we had Iraq Veterans Against the War that were there, too. And it kind of is, you know, whatever compels an individual. And if you hear something that you are particularly outraged about, you speak up about it. We had one lady that just come back from a trip to Iran, and when all of this was going on about the Iranian you know, the huge Iranian influence, she felt compelled to stand up to say, you know, she'd been there, that while they do have hotheads in as the head of their government, as we have hotheads as the head of ours, that, you know, don't go to war over what they're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
So she felt compelled to stand up on Iran. Other people felt compelled to stand up about Iraq. On the military side of it, I felt compelled to stand up today on diplomacy. So, but for sure, once I saw a lot of people getting hauled out, and then there were some altercations in the hallway where Reverend Lennox Yearwood, the head of the Hip Hop Caucus and a tremendous man of the cloth and a veteran who was an Air Force captain, chaplain, he was denied entry into the halls. He had been standing there with us and for the longest time, and then when the police officer finally started handing out tickets to get in, he refused to give one to Reverend Yearwood, and the Reverend said, I've been standing here. Well, at the end of the confrontation, so to speak, the Reverend was flat on his stomach on the floor. It was six policemen on top of him. He had what last night they thought was a broken leg. Now it turns out to be sprained ligaments. But heavenly days when that happens. And then also in the line further back, I'd already gone into the hall when this altercation happened. But Cindy Sheehan and her sister Dee Dee Miller were back in the line when they saw the dog pile on the Reverend. They came running up because they had been with Reverend Yearwood in Jordan just a couple of weeks ago, and Reverend Yearwood is a good friend to all of us. I mean, he's just a fine guy. Anyway, so they started shouting, arrest Bush instead of the Reverend, arrest Bush instead of the Reverend. And before they could even get those phrases out more than one or two times, they were already in Ziplocs and being marched down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was there was a lot of stuff going on yesterday.
Well, Colonel, I want to thank you for the first-person account. I'm glad you got your freedom back. And stand up and speak for me anytime you get that that urge, will you?
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for what you do. And we need as many Americans that have, you know, $200, get on JetBlue, come on to Washington. We need help in the hallways of this Congress to hold that Congress accountable for what we elected them to do, which was to end this war.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
So we need help.
That's Colonel Ann Wright. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk again. All right, we'll talk again soon. Peter B. wants you to call. I've got room in the next segment for phone calls from you. And so far, you have been silent. 888-5-PETER-B, toll free. Sacramento, Davis, get on the line. 888-573-8372. I'm subbing for Christine Kraft in Sacramento today and network-wide from Monterey to Coos Bay, Oregon. Glad to have you listening. Now I want to hear from you at 888-573-8372. It's the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to KRXA 540. Visit our website at krxa540.com. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
KRXA invites you to see No End in Sight, the powerful new documentary opening in Monterey, Friday, September 7th. Don't miss the film that Time Magazine calls, without question, the most important movie you're likely to see this year. Newsweek calls No End in Sight a powerhouse of a movie that should be required viewing for every member of Congress. And the New York Times calls it absolutely vital, exacting, enraging, and revelatory. No End in Sight opens this Friday at the Osseo Plaza 6.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery, right here in Monterey, brings you sugar-free and gluten-free muffins and cakes that are all natural, with organic ingredients and loaded with super grain nutrition. Find Beyond Wheat at Cornucopia Natural Foods Carmel, Carmel Valley Market, and Staff of Life and New Leaf Markets in Santa Cruz. Be sure to try Beyond Wheat for a truly special treat, created to keep you happy and totally guilt-free. You'll be so glad you did.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Here is a check of your local traffic. Chualar Canyon Road at Jack's Road, an object in the roadway. They may have cut some power lines in the area. Those lines are down in the roadway. Also, Santa Cruz County, an injury crash. It's Highway 9 just north of Paradise Park. A car went over the cliff. That driver is sitting on the right shoulder. Looks like CHP is on the way. Some delays out of Salinas, West Market Street. Some delays on Market Street at the intersection. They're doing some road work there. There's some detours set up. Traffic is brought to you by Panasonic. Bring back family time. Panasonic wants to help unite your family. See how you can win $20,000 worth of Panasonic high definition product for your family. That's Panasonic. Learn more at Panasonic.com. I'm Xanthi Pine with traffic on.
How do you rate General Petraeus, the Sandman?
First thing went and stole the election. Supreme Court made the selection. The corporations gave the direction. They said Bush it.
So do you think General Petraeus was telling the truth? Did he outright lie? Or was he just kind of doing a little Bush it?
Now the world is his oyster. Split in half. Bush it. Though we'd never been
to a foreign land. Had a map of the world he'd never understand. Right up his back went the puppeteer's hand. Push it.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. We're taking your calls toll-free, 888-5. Peter B. is the number, 888-573-8372. Tell me your reaction to the theater underway in Washington. And also, maybe you have a comment here on September 11th about 6 years hence. What about Osama bin Laden? What about busting up Al-Qaeda? Now, the Bush administration claims we've done a fabulous job and that we don't really need to capture Osama to cut off the head of this snake. Now, I do understand that capturing Osama will not end attacks on the United States and its allies from certain quarters. But the Bush administration has been so lackadaisical about it, and we get videos and other lovely presents from Osama on a semi-regular basis. And I'm not only concerned about Osama, but the situation in Pakistan, where our buddy Musharraf deported the man who he deposed in a military coup, who the Supreme Court of Pakistan said could return and challenge Musharraf in an upcoming election. And I think that Pakistan is in deep trouble and may implode very soon. Either that or it's going to go into a military dictatorship even more straight-laced than what Musharraf is able to do right now. So I'd like to hear your thoughts at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Here's Greg from Sacramento. Hi, Greg.
Peter B.,
yes,
it
sir.
Is such an honor and a pleasure to hear your voice gracing my radio.
Well, it's nice to hear from you again, Greg. I remember you.
Yeah, and while you're inside there, could you please clean up some of the cobwebs and dust?
Oh, you bet. Sure.
You know, so much I could say here, but I just wanted to bring an interesting statistic to your attention that I just found out from a colleague of yours at the 50,000-watt blowtorch.
All right, who's that? You can name names. We don't mind.
Oh, Bernie.
Okay.
And I found this really, really interesting. I'm one of these people who believe that Nancy Pelosi needs to go. You know, I really would like to see Cindy Sheehan replace her. But Friday, he mentioned, because the topic was Nancy Pelosi, she has not held a town hall meeting in 18 months.
That's not true.
She
held some meetings last year, and Code Pink came, and she didn't like it, but the meetings went on. And so I know that as of the summer of 2006, she held several town hall meetings. So I don't think that's accurate. But let me go to your earlier point, because in a friendly way, I'd like to disagree with you, Greg. I think that Cindy Sheehan is wasting her time, and I think that it is counterproductive for her to try to challenge Pelosi from the left. Number one, she has no chance whatsoever of defeating Pelosi, and so it then becomes just another, you know, quixotic run at a windmill. And I would love to see Cindy Sheehan challenge somebody, you know, like Duncan Hunter, or one of these right-wingers who is just 100% in support of the war. Because the truth is that Pelosi wants to end the occupation, and she is hamstrung by other Democrats. And I'm not trying to make excuses for her, because I'm disappointed by the NSA amnesty bill that was allowed to the floor. Never should have happened.
Yeah, but she's got the power to bring what comes to the what legislation comes to the floor, and she had the ability to stop it dead in its tracks and
right.
didn't do it.
And I'm very disappointed by that. But Cindy Sheehan doesn't have a base to run from. She doesn't have funding. And it's really just an empty threat that will force Pelosi into an even harder line against Cindy Sheehan and her friends at Code Pink and those of us who support their efforts. So I think it's counterproductive. And I don't for a minute say that she should not run. I think it's ill-advised. She has the right to do so. And as an American, I will always honor that.
Well,
I just think that it's a poor strategy and that it will backfire.
Well, I can counter that argument. You know, Nancy Pelosi is our employer. We are the employee, rather. Mm-hmm. We are the employers.
Gotcha. Greg, I'm out of time. Thanks for a great call today, and call me again.
All right.
Love to talk with you. I'm Peter B. Collins.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Tourism Ireland. Discover your very own Ireland at discoverireland.com. And by Parts Plus Football Fantasy Sweepstakes. Visit any Parts Plus location or PartsPlus.com for details. Not just Parts, Parts Plus. I'm Charles Osgood. In Iraq, it's not just some American troops who wish they were here instead of there. Tens of thousands of Iraqis would rather be here, too, but they haven't been able to until now because doors have been closed since the fall of Saddam Hussein. But over the next 3 weeks, the government plans to bring more than 1,400 people from Iraq to Denver and some other American cities. Congressman Ed Perlmutter of Colorado.
The United States has always been seen as a bastion of safety and security and progress and hope, and that's what they're seeking.
More after this for Tourism Ireland. I want to tell you about a place in Europe that's just waiting to be discovered where breathtaking natural wonders leave even a seasoned traveler speechless. Ancient castles where you can live like a king, bustling cities where culture, fine dining, and vibrant nightlife meet. Don't be surprised. In Ireland, not a day goes by without something new being discovered. Discover your very own Ireland at discoverireland.com or call 1-800-SHAMROCK for your free Ireland vacation planner.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Do you know that Office Depot rewards you for shopping? Sign up now for the new Office Depot Work-Life Rewards Program. It's bigger, better, and more rewarding than ever. Now you get 10% back on ink, toner, paper, design, print, and ship purchases. Plus, 1% back on nearly everything else you buy. It's free, and there's no limit to the amount of rewards you can earn. Rewards are given as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Certain restrictions apply. Excludes HP ink and toner. Go to myworkliferewards.com for details.
In the largest Middle East displacement since the creation of Israel in 1948, some 2 million Iraqis have fled their country, most of them to neighboring countries. The United Nations says 1 out of 7 Iraqis is now living somewhere else. The first of the new emigres to the United States, Nazar Al-Teel, a former translator for the American military who suffered nerve damage when his legs were injured, and his wife and 3 children will fly to Denver today. An apartment has been furnished and stocked for the Al-Teels. Tens of thousands of Iraqis are clamoring to come here, too, but we have to be careful, says Congressman Perlmutter.
We've got to be very careful in doing background checks and making sure that as people immigrate to the United States that they are our friends and not our enemies.
1,400 have been cleared to come in the next 3 weeks. Next year, there may be 12,000 more.
These people have helped us, and I feel we have a responsibility in this country to allow those who have worked for our interests and worked for us to come to the United States if they're in peril or in danger of some sort.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. He's smart, funny, well-informed, opinionated, and mild-mannered, except when he's not. Welcome to Peter B.'s America.
One, two, three.
Those who start wars never fight them. Those who fight wars, they never like them. Those who write laws, they can't recite them. And those of us who just fight laws, we live and die them. But I know they're never gonna tell you why, no. They only wanna tell you lies, no. Never ever gonna tell you why, no. They only wanna tell you lies, no. Never ever gonna tell you why, no. They only wanna tell you lies. It's time.
It's time.
It's time to go home. Take our boys away.
Michael Friday and Spearhead, they've got the picture. Nobody wants to tell you why, they just want to tell you lies. And it's time to bring our boys and girls home from Iraq. Jason Leopold's going to join us in a minute. He's working on research for a story about the Democrats and the expectations as they face debates, particularly over the latest supplemental appropriation request from the White House for Iraq. But first, we want to go to Mildred in Coos Bay. Welcome, Mildred. You're on the air.
Hi. Well, I'm calling because I'm mad. I get brave enough to talk when I'm mad, and I'm disgusted and I'm disappointed. And, you know, the bottom line with me is I think Bush and Cheney should be impeached. But here we go with Petraeus lying for Bush, and if the Democrats do their usual thing, they're going to roll over and, you know, fund more time in Iraq, and Bush will be still a war president, and there seems to be a real problem with the Democrats going after a war president, and it really upsets me. And it upsets me because the Democrats, I mean, I'm a Democrat, all right,
mm-hmm.
but it upsets me that my representative, and DeFazio is my representative, doesn't give an explanation why they really won't go for impeachment.
Well, he was on did you hear him on the program?
Oh, yes, I did. And yeah. I also heard the Bernie Ward thing about Pelosi. And the thing about Pelosi, even though the other caller was right in terms of talking about what was said, not his feelings, but what was said,
mm-hmm.
basically Pelosi's electorate is very upset because she is not talking to them and telling them where she's at. And this seems to be a big problem with most of our representatives now. And it's like the Democrats were voted in to make all these changes, including ending the war and considering if not going for impeachment and all of that. And they're acting like, you know, they've got their eyes closed and their hands tied. They're acting like people standing around a bleeding person and nobody is trying to staunch the blood. I'm so sick of this. It is awful. And you know, I think a lot of their ideas are fallacious about, well, if I go after Bush and the Iraq war is going on, I'm going to be considered anti-American mm-hmm. and not patriotic. Garbage. That is the most patriotic thing you can do.
Well, Mildred, you're right. And you mentioned a moment ago about their reluctance to go up against a so-called war president. This is the phoniest war president we've ever had.
That's
and
right.
And that, you know, the emperor's nudity is obvious to anybody who pays attention and who isn't, brainwashed by the Fox News channel. And I understand your frustration with Pelosi. And I share it. I mean, it's really hard to see her, who I know, and I know her personally. I worked for her on a campaign about 12 years ago. I have a high regard for her, but she is unable to bring the Democratic caucus along with her. And I still cannot explain nor excuse that she permitted the NSA amnesty bill to go to the floor, much less pass, back there in the first weekend of August. So it is frustrating. I think it's important, though, to try to work toward, you know, I think DeFazio has the right ideas. I don't agree with him about keeping impeachment off the proverbial table. But I do believe that we need to give people like DeFazio and Pelosi even more political support and more cover so that they can bring along the laggards, the blue dogs, the conservative Democrats, and the Republicans who really believe that this war is wrong, but politically they are neutralized by this administration. We need to find ways to either threaten them into changing their views or wheedling them into that. And, you know, I think different tactics should be applied to different situations.
I have a simplistic idea, and nobody's mentioned it. You know, when you start talking about impeachment and you start beginning to go for it, at least in the past, it's always been a lot of media. Well, when you start talking for impeachment and moving towards it, the dirty laundry that's been accumulated starts coming out,
yep,
and it slaps the American people in the face. They can't avoid it. Right now, when everything is sort of behind closed doors, or, you know, nobody really wants to look at it because it takes too much work to figure it out, if this impeachment process started, if nothing else, it would show Bush and company what they really are.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a lot of people understand these complex issues. I think there's a lot of denial and avoidance,
mm-hmm,
and people tend to want to go with emotional issues rather than cold, hard facts.
All right. I really appreciate your call today, and call me again whether you're angry or not, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Mildred.
Bye.
Coos Bay, Oregon, listening on KBBR. And we'll take more calls here coming up shortly. Jason Leopold joins us. He is the investigative editor at truthout.org, and he's also the author of a book, a memoir book called News Junkie. Jason, how are you today?
Pretty good, Peter. How are you?
I wanted to give you a chance to hear Mildred because you and I emailed earlier today. You're working on a story about the Democrats and the challenges that they face in trying to rein in the Bush administration, limit further damage, and bring the troops home from Iraq.
Right.
And these are difficult issues, very challenging, no question about it. But you just heard Mildred express the frustration of progressive Democrats who believed that people like Pelosi were going to be able to deliver for us.
Right, exactly. And you know, that is, I would say, predominantly the frustration that many people have right now with the Democrats. And today was, it was very interesting, because today Pelosi was asked three times following her meeting with President Bush, and she was asked, do you have the votes to basically, you know, go up against the, you know, the president for, you know, whether it's benchmarks, withdrawal, anything other than what the, you know, what the current strategy is, or what the...
You mean a clean bill?
A clean bill. something.
From Bush's point of view, yes.
Now, she didn't even answer the question. I mean, she absolutely avoided it. But this is what it's going to come down to, and what it has always come down to, obviously, well, they haven't had much time, but it's going to come down to whether or not they are going to continue to fund the war. That is probably, first of all, it's going to be the most difficult thing that they'll be faced with. But when the supplemental bill crosses their desk, which they're supposed to take up in a few weeks, what happened last time is that they put some benchmarks in and Bush vetoed it, and then they just, you know, said okay and handed it right back. Right now, what we're seeing is lip service. If you go on, if anyone is interested in checking out, Pelosi's website and just seeing her statements, the ones that, the most recent ones from today, you know, you come away with, and that goes for all the Democrats, at least the ones in the leadership, you come away with, okay, what they're saying is great, we've heard this before, but are they going to put their money where their mouth is? And so far, the Democrats have not done that. They've held press conferences, and they've, you know, certainly have tried, but at the end of the day, what they've done is they've, you know, again, given the administration a blank check. And that's really what it's going to come down to. If they just continue, you know, to provide the funding for, you know, for this war, it's going to continue to rage. The way it's been going on.
Well, and Jason, I have to say that the Democrats have, at least to date, put people who are not very articulate and not very focused up to speak on behalf of the party. And I'm singling out Jack Reed, the senator from Rhode Island, who is the go-to guy and is such a milquetoast guy
right.
that it drives me crazy. And
right.
last night on the NewsHour on PBS, Lynn Woolsey, who is my personal member of Congress here in the North Bay area, who is right on the issues, and I agree with her, I cringed as she stumbled through the comments she was making and kind of sputtered and you know, tried to get her point across.
Right.
She's a good person and has the right ideas. She's just not very articulate. And she was on with Congressman Payne, Donald Payne of New Jersey, who was a little bit more articulate, but he was serving up at least partial Republican talking points.
Yeah.
He allowed us how the military surge is working. But the political situation has not improved. It's gotten worse. Well, Congressman Payne, excuse me.
Yeah.
The surge is not working militarily or otherwise. They're cooking the data. They're spinning the information. And they're throwing dust in your eyes. I've been referring to Petraeus as the Sandman, as
right.
if he came in from Baghdad with a couple of pallets of sand and is just dusting the senators and congresspeople's eyes with it so he can put them to sleep for another 6 months because that's what he's asking for.
Right. And if you recall, Peter, a few months ago, you and I had, when we had our conversation, I told you that, you know, one of the things that certain members of Congress were concerned about at the time was that the data was going, that the books were going to be cooked on the situation, the truth about what's happening on the ground in Iraq. And certainly we've seen that happening at this point. And it should probably be no, it should not be a surprise, you know, to people that's what we're seeing. I mean, any suggestion, you know, or I should say suggestion that Petraeus is independent is just foolish. There's no way that the White House would have let him go up there to Congress and say things that would obviously, you know, bring about a swift end to this war. But, again, Congress is going to be faced with their most difficult decision. Will they continue to give this administration the blank check that they're asking for? Because what they're asking for, on top of $150 billion to fund, you know, the overall funding for various defense issues,
mm-hmm.
They're asking for another $50 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan. And they're asking for that without providing any you know, insight into when there would be an end, when troops would come home.
You bet.
And you know, President Bush's PR campaign that the White House has now about we're gonna withdraw 30,000 by next July. I mean, that's just gonna take us back to what we had before the elections last year.
Right. And they're lying to us to suggest that the reason we can pull those troops out is that the surge has been militarily successful, and they don't acknowledge what we already know, which is they've got to bring those troops home because they're overextended.
Exactly. And, you know, I think Congress is going, you know, first of all, Democrats are just, they're just going to get hammered. When this bill comes up, they will get hammered if they continue to, you know, stay the course.
Yeah.
If they stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi today provided no insight. They actually did not provide any information as to whether or not they will change
mm-hmm.
their stance on this.
Well, and Jason, the reason Pelosi couldn't answer the question is that the answer is she doesn't have the votes, and she doesn't want to explicitly admit that, as she hopes eventually to be able to get those votes. We got to take a break. We'll return with Jason Leopold. Read his work at truthout.org. It's a great website with breaking news and commentary, too. And we'll go to the phones here if you want to comment. 888-5 Peter B is our toll-free number. 888-573-8372. And visit our website at PeterBCollins.com. Any day now, our new and improved Zippy podcast is going to appear.
Hey, this is Stephanie Miller. You're listening to the station that encourages you to think for yourself. So, AM 540 KRXA.
Pam and Nancy from the Potting Shed in Aptos.
One of the biggest benefits for us are the relationships that we establish with our customers. Our customers have said that they love coming to our place because we have great stuff and great prices.
The thing that makes us unique is the mix of things. It's a very eclectic mix. We've become a destination for a lot of people. They'll bring friends out. They'll do little mini tour buses and bring friends. So we really, really appreciate that. We're located at 5752 Freedom Boulevard in Aptos.
About 2 miles east of Highway 1 heading towards Watsonville. We have everything from French soaps to linens to wall hangings.
And it's gotten to the point where people think of us when they need a gift. It's not just a utilitarian purchase or frivolous, but they make us a regular stop when they need a gift.
We're open from 10 to 5 Wednesday through Sunday. Come by, have a cup of tea. The Potting Shed.
Dedicated to the proposition that fun, learning, and personal growth go together perfectly, Thinker Toys, with two beautiful stores on the Monterey Peninsula, has an incredible selection of fun and educational toys, games, books, and art supplies for infants to teens. For nearly 40 years, Thinker Toys owner Mark Phillips and his experienced staff have been serving the parents and children of the Central Coast. They can help you choose the perfect gift for the special child in your life. Join Thinker Toys' three generations of satisfied customers, and you'll see why Thinker Toys is the most fun place to shop on the Monterey Peninsula. Open every day. Thinker Toys is at the corner of San Carlos and 7th in Carmel by the Sea, and next to Starbucks in the Del Monte Center in Monterey. You can also order by phone, 831-624-0441. That's 624-0441. Or browse at thinkertoys.com.
Good afternoon. Here's a look at your traffic on KRXA. Salinas, West Market Street. You may have some delays there on Market Street at Salinas and Monterey Streets at the intersections. They have some detours set up because of some road work going on. Also, Santa Cruz northbound Highway 1 at Emmaline. That off-ramp is closed until the summer of 2008, so you may want to take a separate one there. A little bit of slowing northbound and southbound Highway 1 between Ocean Street and Santa Cruz and 41st Street. South 101, a little bit heavy between Monterey and Carmel. This traffic report is brought to you by United Rentals. Consider it done. Need construction equipment, supplies, project advice? Head straight to your local United Rentals branch or call 800-UR-RENTS. United Rentals, consider it done. That's 800-UR-RENTS. Head straight to your local United Rentals branch. I'm Xanthi Pine with traffic.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. It's 9 minutes in front of the hour. My guest is Jason Leopold from truthout.org, and we're taking your calls, too, at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And, Jason, two quickies. One, I want to commend your boss, Mark Ash, who published, I think, the shortest essay I've ever seen on the Truth Out website over the weekend.
Right.
And it was entitled, Question for General Petraeus, and it was one line.
Yeah, it was very Hemingway-esque.
It was four words.
Yeah.
What is the mission? Has anybody asked him that? I haven't been able to watch all the wall-to-wall hearings, but to my knowledge, that question hasn't surfaced.
Yeah, that question hasn't come up. And it's, you know, it's truly, truly, I mean, frustrating, just really does not cut to, you know, what people are feeling. Obviously, you know, the polls... No matter what poll you look at, the majority of the public just has had it mm-hmm. with this war,
yeah.
and has certainly had it with the "give us more time," line. And you know, the reason I kept hammering away, at the issue before you took the break about the supplemental is that is the only thing left that will get through to. To this administration,
right.
is Congress has control of the fund, and that's the only thing left
mm-hmm.
now. And they should truly prepare to do battle with the White House, because what we've seen in the past 2 days during Ryan Crocker's testimony and Petraeus' testimony is that they're simply asking for more time, saying that the surge is working, despite what the, you know, reports are on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
In Congress, Democrats are coming out and saying, this, you know, we cannot stand by, you know, the report that General Petraeus has offered. This is just a 10-year war, but not saying anything, not providing any additional information as to what they will do.
Mm-hmm.
So the, you know, people who have supported our lawmakers, Democrats, and brought them in simply because we've been fed up about the way that the things have been proceeding in Iraq, they're simply, you know, not willing. I don't think, sadly, that the Democrats are willing, you know, to get their hands dirty.
Well, they're certainly risk-averse and afraid of confrontation, afraid of the name-calling that the Republicans
exactly
are so good at.
They are in the majority, and they continue to act like they are, you know, the minority.
All right, let's talk with Linda in West Sacramento. Welcome, Linda. You're on the air with Peter B. and Jason.
Yes. Hi, Peter and Jason. I appreciate your comments. And I have been a lifelong Democrat, but I don't see the Democrats as showing backbone, and it makes me hearken to what Ramsey Clark was talking about, saying there's one party, it's a war party. And I also appreciated Colonel Ann Wright's comments earlier that people speak to what really moves them, and she talked about one Code Pinker standing up about the risk of war with Iran, which is something I'm really concerned about. I don't think we're out of the woods with that.
No, we're not. We are not.
Yeah, and we think we have a mess now in Iraq. It'll just tremendously escalate the violence and the chaos in that whole region, as well as I think it'll put our country more at risk for terrorism. So to me now, the issue has become more than any party. I no longer identify myself as a lifelong Democrat. To me, I want peace. And what is it going to take for us to really understand how to build peace, and that military domination just has this horrible blowback?
Well, Linda, what we
right.
need to do is come up with a scheme where you and I form a government contractor organization that could bleed the Pentagon, but we're for peace. Instead of, you know, marking up water and selling it
right.
to the troops, you know, we'd mark up peace. I have to work on that. It's a half-baked idea, but you get the drift. Thank you very much, Linda. I appreciate
yeah,
your passion.
You.
I'm out of time right now, but we'll take more calls right after the top of the hour in the Free Speech Zone here on the Peter B. Collins Show. And next hour, too, we're going to be joined by Mikey Weinstein from the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. And Jason Leopold broke the story about a week ago, at the end of August, actually, about how the Defense Department has been penetrated by evangelicals. It's amazing stuff, and Mikey will give us his comments coming up next hour. Jason, one of the stories that you've been following for quite a while relates to the U.S. attorneys, the departure of Alberto Gonzalez
right.
and Karl Rove. And I wanted to get a quick hit from you. I understand that Senator Leahy has said that he is putting on hold the subpoenas and the other efforts to compel the White House to cough up the missing emails that were used, you know, using an RNC or other off-government web servers, also the issues related to the documents and Karl Rove's participation or lack thereof in the U.S. attorney changes.
Right, and quickly, it's a you know, that's exactly what's happening. Again, more lip service. You know, I can tell you, I think I've even discussed it, that Dianne Feinstein and several other prominent Democrats have said with the resignation of Alberto Gonzalez, they were willing to sort of you know, set this aside and not treat it as a as an urgent matter. And at this point, that's it, Leahy did say that, you know, they would not enforce the subpoenas right now, that, in fact, they don't even know when they'll revisit them. And, you know, I think that may be a sign of where this investigation perhaps may be headed in terms of Congress. You know, I should, on an unrelated issue, Waxman had actually, who's been a bulldog, has subpoenaed Condoleezza Rice a couple of months ago,
mm-hmm.
and for her testimony related to the Niger documents and the forgeries, and she defied the subpoena, and his office actually said that he will not be pursuing it.
Really?
So, you know, there's obviously some things going on behind the scenes related to this. And, you know, yesterday it seemed to flare up a bit when the Justice Department denied Congress's request for documents related to Governor Don Siegelman in Alabama and issues that led to his prosecution. So we
don't have time to delve into it, but it relates to a U.S. attorney who was very close to Karl Rove, and her husband was a key player on the Republican, now governor's, campaign team as they helped put this Democrat behind bars. And we need to delve into that when it looks really, really stinky all the way from
here. She will be testifying for Congress, so people should really tune into that to see what she has to say about Karl Rove.
All right. Jason, thank you very much. We'll talk again, Peter, next week.
Say hi to Mikey Weinstein.
All right, Jason Leopold here on the Peter B. Collins Show. We're taking more calls next at 888-5-PETER-B.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. President Bush plans a speech to the nation Thursday night to talk about the future in Iraq. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller has a preview.
CBS News has learned that President Bush will adopt the recommendation of his top commander in Iraq to withdraw between 25 and 30,000 U.S. troops by mid-year if sufficient progress is made there. But that would leave upwards of 130,000 troops, and that's way too many in the view of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We have said the troops can stay, a small number to stay, whatever number necessary to fight the al-Qaeda. But we must get our combat troops out of that civil war in Iraq.
And it sounds to Pelosi like the Bush plan will keep U.S. troops in Iraq another 10 years. Mark Noller, CBS News, The White House.
Bagpipes played and tears flowed at the ceremony in New York honoring the victims of the attack 6 years ago. CBS's Jim Taylor was there.
As with the previous anniversaries of 9/11, there was music and there was silence.
Please join us and all New Yorkers in a moment of silence.
New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
We come together again as New Yorkers and as Americans to share a loss that can't be measured, and to remember the names of those who can't be replaced.
James Edward Potorti.
The names of 2,750 people read one at a time.
Richard and
Jim Taylor, CBS News.
There were similar observances at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. New England Patriots owner Bob Kraft isn't saying much about claims that a team employee videotaped the signals from New York Jets coaches during Sunday's game.
I'm not going to make any comment. The league is investigating it.
The NFL refuses to confirm or deny an ESPN report that Commissioner Roger Goodell has already decided the Patriots broke the rules. He's said to be considering severe sanctions. China doesn't like to be pushed around, but it likes losing market share even less. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports it's taking steps to reassure Americans about its products.
With the Christmas season approaching and American Santas doubting the safety of Chinese-made toys,
China has agreed to intensify its efforts to prevent the manufacture and export of unsafe products, including prohibiting the use of lead paint in toys exported to the United States.
Acting Consumer Product Safety Commission head Nancy Nord says steps will be taken to reduce dangers in toys, electrical devices, cigarette lighters, and fireworks. China promises increased inspections and to help track down manufacturers of hazardous products. It blames the recent run of recalls on misunderstandings about U.S. standards. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Good day for the market. The Dow jumped 180 points to close at 13,308. The Nasdaq, 38 points higher. This is CBS News.
Taking care of business.
Office Depot.
Do you know that Office Depot rewards you for shopping? Sign up now for the new Office Depot Work-Life Rewards Program. It's bigger, better, and more rewarding than ever. Now you get 10% back on ink, toner, paper, design, print, and ship purchases. Plus, 1% back on nearly everything else you buy. It's free, and there's no limit to the amount of rewards you can earn. Rewards are given as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Certain restrictions apply. Excludes HP ink and toner. Go to myworkliferewards.com for details.
You put Monday behind you. Tuesday's done, oh no worries. Wednesday's perfect to unwind. Let's go out back tonight.
Let go this summer with two new No Worries Wednesday mixed grills. Our classic grilled seafood and steak, or our bold barbecue mixed grill. Enjoy two new mixed grills.
Let's go out back tonight.
Now you can order curbside takeaway online at outback.com. Just click and pick up.
You say you're addicted to chocolate? Well, research proves that's just an expression. CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv explains.
You may like chocolate. Hey, who doesn't? But a British psychologist tells a scientific conference chocolate is not addictive. It's just delicious. The main ingredients we like, sugar and fat. They're frowned upon these days, so chocolate is a forbidden pleasure. Tastes even better knowing it's naughty, he says. Conclusion, chocolate is a highly desirable food. If you resist it, you'll just think about it more, but it does not qualify as an addiction. You can stop yourself. Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. Entomologists were amazed to discover that spiders in a North Texas state park had collaborated on a web that covered 200 square yards. Spiders normally keep to themselves, but the researchers identified a dozen families in this one web, feasting on mosquitoes and other insects from a pond they've nearly covered with their sticky trap. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
So, I'm driving downtown in my Buick, and I pass by this girl. She's got on those really big sunglasses all the celebs wear. So I'm thinking, someday, she's gonna regret looking like a bug. Real style is never just a flavor of the month. It's gotta last. Like my Buick. It looks and drives beautifully. And years from now, you can bet it won't be out of style. Especially because I take such good care of it. By taking it to the professionals at my Buick dealer. Down the Goodwrench service lane.
Can't stop thinking about it.
The other day, I asked for an oil change, four tire rotation, and Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection, performed by a GM-trained expert. So it's Goodwrench and go to help keep my Buick running as great as it looks. And that's a picture I won't regret.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Live, unscripted, and unrehearsed, of course. It's the unpredictable Peter B. Collins Show, originating from that dangerous liberal enclave, San Francisco. Call in anytime toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and add your voice to Peter B.'s America.
Welcome to this hour of the Peter B. Collins Show. Our program is produced by Katrina Rill, and Brian Urban is taking your calls today. I've got lines open for you, a couple right now, at 888-5-PETER-B. You dial 1 and then 38573-8372. We're getting reaction to the scene in Washington, the Petraeus Crocker reports. A Crocker what? And your comments are welcome. I've been waiting for somebody who supports the administration, believes the surge is working, and believes that Democrats are just, what did he call them? I'm referring to Sean Hannity, snot-nosed liberals. That's me. Actually, passages are clear right now, Sean. Sorry about that. 888-573-8372 if you'd like to comment. Do you mind if I pop a cold one? It's a squirt, don't worry. I will not increase my blood alcohol level while we conduct a radio broadcast here. By the way, Thursday, for listeners on many of our great stations, I will be doing double duty, sitting in for Tom Hartman on Air America Coast to Coast, and then I'll be here as usual on the PBC show in the afternoon. So I hope you'll be able to check that out. Dave in Phoenix has been holding for a day and a half. Thank you for your fortitude, Dave. You're on the air.
Peter, good day, sir, and
and thank you for what you do.
Well, it's what I need to do. Otherwise, I'd be down the hall with the therapist probably 4 or 5 days a week.
Well, I'm going to be doing what I need to do, too. In January 27th, I was in D.C. freezing to death, marching in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
We're going back.
Oh, good for you. You going this weekend for the 15th?
I'm going there for the 15th, you know, and we've held candlelight vigils. We've emailed, we've telephoned, we've lettered, we've done everything to tell Congress what it is we want and what it is the and Congress knows. Every Democrat, every Republican, every independent knows what the will of the people at this time is.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got to go fill up the streets, block up the halls, overflow the chambers.
And Dave,
it's going to be a rather eventful week there.
Well, Dave, how can we get them to submit to our will? That's the way the system is supposed to work.
I don't know.
But I mean, do we have to go into a bathroom and tap 3 times at the stall next door and say, that's not a come on, I'm not cruising, I'm looking for peace?
Yeah. You know, all we can do is throw our bodies in the gap and man the barricades one more time and see where it comes out. They've got to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just simply not hearing what the American people are saying.
Dave, any prospect that next year we can get a Democrat or two elected to Congress in Arizona?
We have one Republican congressman of our 8 that is in serious trouble, legal trouble as well. We'll probably take that seat. My congressman is Ed Pastor. He's a long-term Democrat. I get boilerplate letters from him 2 or 3 times a week in response to my emails.
Mm-hmm.
Not a terribly dynamic man, but I'm sure he knows what it is we're asking.
Mm-hmm.
We delivered a bill for Arizona's $6.8 billion portion of the cost of the war to John McCain's residence and to John Kyle's Senate office here
mm-hmm.
in Phoenix last week.
And I'm sure they were delighted to receive that.
Yeah. Well, the woman on the fifth floor of the high-rise condominium where John McCain lives got all excited and was calling security before any of our people got there. But
mm-hmm.
We're coming. Just tell them we're coming.
All right,
and,
sir.
There are people with health problems and economic problems and, you know, but we're coming.
All right. Dave, thank you very much, and I appreciate you checking in. I used to be on a station there in Phoenix on KPHX.
Yes, we miss you dearly. I catch you online.
Well, I miss you folks, too.
Out of Monterey.
Spread the word on how people can connect up on the web.
10-4.
All right. Thank you, sir.
God
very
bless,
much.
Sir.
888-5, Peter B. Join the conversation here. It's Sharon in Sacramento next. Hello, Sharon.
Oh, Peter, you've got a lot to talk about. I told your screener one thing, but, you know, that Hannity thing's really starting to bother me because I hate him.
Are you a snot-nosed liberal, too?
Oh! You know, my father, I'm looking at a picture of my dad right now. He's a tough guy. He was a sergeant in the Korean War. He was Republican most of his life, but he started voting Democratic with Clinton. He was also a bank examiner, and he knew how the world worked.
Mm.
And he was not a wimp. And he would take Sean Hannity and crush him. And this is not a liberal thing. Many tough guy Republicans like my dad were against this when the war started drumming. When the drums started drumming, many, many Republicans were against this war at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So to have somebody, a little twit, and this little twit, he makes like $16 million?
I don't know.
Isn't that hush money?
Well, I wish it would hush him.
Yeah, me too.
I'd take up a collection if we could silence him. No, I don't. I believe in free speech rights, even for Sean Hannity. The issue for me is that he is so dishonest. And what he does is so partisan. And he presents spun facts as the truth. And when people don't buy it, He questions their integrity, their patriotism, and basically just dismisses them with name-calling like snot-nosed liberal.
Yeah.
And this snippet of his show that I heard yesterday, he was basically saying, you have no choice. You must believe everything General Petraeus says because he has a uniform with decorations that barely fit on it.
Oh, how illogical. Look what they did to Max Cleland. Look what they did to John Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a soldier and we'll support you, but you have an opinion or you want to run for office? No, we won't support you then.
Well, and of course, they could never acknowledge the way they are cynically manipulating the memory of 9/11 by falsely linking it to Saddam Hussein and Bush's elective, misguided invasion of Iraq. And, you know, they're at it again with a $15 million ad campaign. This is Ari Fleischer's group. I don't know if you've seen the commercial, but it is the voice of a veteran who lost his legs in Iraq. And as he is talking about the need to complete the job, to honor his sacrifice by killing more people and losing more American lives, they cut to scenes of the World Trade Center on 9/11.
This is so bad.
And he then makes some sort of a vague statement about how, the terrorists attacked us and we've got to fight back and finish the job. And people do know. Intelligent people, and even, you know, folks who don't pay real close attention, most people now know that there was no connection whatsoever between the attacks of 9/11 and Saddam Hussein's wildest dreams. And yet the Republicans continue to, conflate the two issues and try to capitalize on people's fears relating to 9/11 and keep that fear alive and keep it growing and extend the fear so that they can further control us, take away our civil liberties, roll back our constitutional rights, and leave us with far less freedom than we had when this bozo took office.
Yep, it's the recipe for a dictatorship. And if I may, just one course of action for those who feel hopeless out there, what you can do is watch C-SPAN, and whenever you see a Republican that is a real total Martian, jot his name down, and then there's a universal number. You can call their office and let them know what you think about them.
Mm-hmm.
Like Imhoff on global warming, I just called his office and I just matter-of-factly said, tell your employer he's out of his mind. It feels so good.
And the intern said, oh, thank you very much. I'm so glad you called from West Sacramento.
That's it. Sometimes I make up a zip. Sometimes I research a zip code from that area.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
Sharon, I am shocked.
I'm not a typical wimpy Democrat. I'm a tough business owner. So,
mm-hmm.
But
well, I'm pleased to have you listening, Sharon, and I'm even happier that you called.
Thank you.
Great to talk with you. 888-5 Peter B. We're going to take a quick break, catch up on some of our great sponsors, maybe a traffic report, and then back to your phone calls. My switchboard's open, so give me a call right now. It'll be a short wait on hold, and our listeners will hear your viewpoints. 888-5-PETER-B. Toll-free, 888-573-8372. And did you know my email address? It's peter@peterbcollins.com.
And your phone calls. If it's happening in America, it'll be right here on 540 AM Radio, KRXA.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares. Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Good afternoon. Here's a look at your traffic. Southbound 17 from 85 to the Lexington Reservoir, you might find slow and go traffic. And northbound and southbound Highway 1, a little bit slow between Ocean Street and Santa Cruz. Southbound 1, you'll find a little bit of sluggish traffic between Monterey and Carmel. Also, road work going on in Salinas. West Market Street, you may have delays there on Market Street. They're doing some road work. There's some new street closures and detours. And Santa Cruz, North 1 at Emmeline off-ramp, that's closed for some road work. Traffic is brought to you by Jaguar Cars. Jaguar, designer of the new 420-horsepower supercharged XKR Coupe, 0 to 60 in a blistering 4.9 seconds. Visit your Monterey area Jaguar dealer for a very quick test drive. That's traffic. I'm Xanthi Pine on KRXA 540.
Thanks for punching up the Peter B. Collins Show on your commute home this evening, 21 minutes after the hour. And as I mentioned, we've got lines open. It's free speech, and you can use it or lose it. 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Some of you are saying, who is this guy? Especially if you're in Sacramento. We're sitting in for Christine Kraft again today on 1240 Talk City, KSAC. But give us a call, and you'll find out more about who I am, what I think. 888-573-8372. That's 888-5-PETER-B. Now we go to Dave in the Pinnacles in San Benito County. Welcome, Dave. You're on the air.
Well, thanks, Peter. And really, thanks a lot for giving me this opportunity to turn you and everybody on to this lecture that was on C-SPAN the other day. I think it was first on August 17th. The fellow's name that gave the lecture is William Rodriguez. He was a janitor in the towers. And he is he's a Puerto Rican guy and a very colorful and a very moving speaker. And I just encourage everybody to check him out, William Rodriguez. He talks about an explosion in the basement moments before the plane hits. He had a master key to a service stairwell, and he was able to save a lot of people, I think over 100 people he was able to save because he had that key. And it's just one of the best lectures, most informative and most moving lectures that I think I've seen in years. I just encourage everybody to see him. William Rodriguez, Peter.
Well,
check it out.
Dave, this is a little woo-woo because earlier today I got a call from Eureka from a man named Tom Pinto. And he notified me that Willie Rodriguez is coming to Eureka in early November. And he's doing some advanced planning, offered to line up an interview with Willie on the show. So this is very interesting. You know, you're 400.
Let me just tell you one more tidbit about him. Yeah. He talks about how after like around 2002, 2003, he was homeless. He was broke. And anyways, on the nickel, I think, of the Presbyterian Church, they gave him a suit and gave him something to eat, and he's been out able to tell his story, and it's just one hell of an incredible story, Peter. And I just hope the hell with impeachment. We're talking treason trial here, pal.
Okay. Dave, I appreciate that.
I got to go.
Okay, thank you very much. And, you know, it's difficult in some respects because on 9/11, I have very mixed feelings. I really resent the way this anniversary brings back the opportunity for media manipulation and various types of sleight of hand. And so in some ways, you noticed we're not reprising the 9/11 incidents. And on the other side of that coin, today I'm not driving that bus about the truth about 9/11. If you know me and you've listened to this program for a while, you know that I have very serious doubts about the official story we've been told about 9/11/01. And yet I have this, I guess it's a liberal problem, that, you know, I don't like to go for the jugular. And I respect that there are many people who are grieving today. They may have been misled by our government about what actually happened on 9/11. But at the same time, you know, I respect that some people have those feelings, and it makes for a difficult and a conflicting situation. And Jake, I think, has an interesting take on that. Join us, Jake. Go ahead.
Hey, PB, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I do have mixed feelings about today as well. You know, I do feel, you know, very strongly that we need to get to the bottom of what really happened on 9/11. The American public deserves the truth, whether some people can handle it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know, emotionally and just for the, you know, basic mental health of the American public, I think it is time to start moving on from September 11th. Unfortunately, the media insists that we remember and get wrapped up in all the feelings of anger and grief and loss and sorrow from that day 6 years ago, when we really need to be trying to heal as a nation. And, you know, I think we do need to move on as much as possible.
Well, that's interesting because the San Francisco Chronicle had a story with that kind of a theme today. And, I have mixed feelings because I don't want to exploit this date on the calendar, you know, to go ballistic and talk about loose change and raise all of the issues that we've talked about before. But tomorrow, I don't mind doing that. And I think ultimately we need to go through the painful process of really discovering the truth of what happened, who let us down, who may have collaborated, colluded, or at least ignored the clear warnings that we received. Why did NORAD fail on 9/11 and leave us completely defenseless? Why were jets scrambled in a way that was nonsensical? And today the New York Times has a photograph that a woman took near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, of a kind of mushroom cloud that occurred as Flight 93 allegedly came down in that field. And, you know, when I look at that, I really want to know the truth. And I think if we know the truth, it will tell us so much more about how we got into this mess, about how much of it might have been related to the neocons and the whole, you know, Project for a New American Century scheme. And so I am conflicted, and I just have to be honest about that.
Well, absolutely, I understand that. But, you know, you're right. What you're saying is the unfortunate truth. There are some dark, hidden things about 9/11 that a lot of people don't want to deal with, government complicity being the main one.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the fact that the Bush family and the Bin Laden family have been in business together for decades, and Bin Laden's still free, you know, Bush isn't worried about catching them either.
Yeah.
you know, it makes one wonder what's really going on with this situation. And it's not the, a fringe idea to question the official story about 9/11. According to recent polls out, the fact is now becoming a majority position in the country. Most people don't believe the official story, the magical, box cutters, you know. I mean, give me a break. The Air Force, okay, where was the Air Force on 9/11? It's a very simple question that no one in the corporate media seems, you know, capable of asking.
Yeah, you're very much on target. Thank you, Jake. I want to sneak in Dan from Arcata. He called back after he was on hold for a while. Dan, welcome.
Thank you. For those who are paying close attention, it should be very clear now why Paul Wellstone's plane blew up. If he were in the Senate, he would be leading a charge to investigate all of it. He was the only one they knew that had the courage and the charisma to, you know, to mount such a fight. So he had to go.
Well, I certainly miss him, and I certainly miss his role. I agree with you. If he were in the Senate today, things would be very different.
What I
can't say with any credibility, Dan, is I don't know if...
Well, I saw on CNN, I saw the man on CNN say he was watching the plane come in, and he watched the whole tail section just blow off. So he was unsolicited, you know, it was just a civilian standing there. And it's interesting that those planes crash on the land where they're landing where no insurance companies have to go in and investigate because
Okay, Dan, I got you. I got to run to a break here. I'm Peter B. Collins. Mikey Weinstein's going to join us after the break.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Are you looking for that new dream home at a price that's not a dream? At Pacific Pride Homes, we really do take pride in the small number of custom homes we build every year and the fact that we can offer estate quality homes without the estate price. We are now providing special financing and pricing on two of our beautiful new custom homes located in gated communities in North Monterey County. We invite you to visit us at PacificPrideHomes.com for details and directions.
KRXA is the radio home of Central Coast Sports. Join us this fall as KRXA 540 brings you the high school football game of the week. Follow the race for the championship of the Monterey Bay, Tri-County, and Mission Trail High School Athletic League. Hi, this is Rob Ponce. Join John Berlin and me each weekend as we bring you the play-by-play of the high school football game of the week.
This Friday night's live broadcast has Half Moon Bay getting on the bus and traveling to meet the Monterey Toreadors with a kickoff time of 7:30.
Hi, this is Paul
and Cynthia
of the Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore and Secret Garden, and we'd like to thank you for supporting this locally owned and operated Carmel business for nearly 40 years.
Nestled in Carmel by the Sea, the Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore and Secret Garden occupy a beautiful space on Dolores between 5th and 6th, showcasing an array of books on local interest, new releases, bestsellers, novels, children's, metaphysical, and much more. Plus, you'll enjoy taking a good look at our music, healing tools, cards, statuary, fountains, and more.
Proud to be a part of the Carmel business community, we invite you to see us soon.
Pilgrim's Way offers one-on-one intuitive counseling in the bookstore. You may call ahead for an appointment or just walk in. Whether you're a local resident or a visitor to our beautiful peninsula, we have something for everyone.
The Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore and Secret Garden, between 5th and 6th on Dolores.
Discover an imaginative adventure. Pick up a good read at the Pilgrim's Way, Carmel.
Doesn't it seem that the service is lacking at most service stations? Well, not at the Carmel Shell at Rio Road and the Valero at Mid Carmel Valley Shopping Center. We take care of our customers. Carmel Shell is happy to pump your gas and check under your hood at your request for no extra charge. At Mid Carmel Valley Valero, we offer expert car repair at reasonable rates with a fast turnaround. We do tune-ups, brakes, safety checks, and a 26-point inspection with an oil change. We specialize in Lexus and Toyota. Our mechanic is ASE certified. Call us at 624-0722. That's 624-0722. Carmel Shell at Rio Road and Mid Carmel Valley Valero, putting the service back in service stations.
I found a Sunday school program for my children, one that has helped them develop their own system of beliefs and has taught them ethics and justice.
My partner and I were brought up in different faiths. The Unitarian Universalists welcome us both and honor our roots.
With so much division in our country, I found a congregation where people with different beliefs could gather as one. Unitarian Universalists seek wisdom from all the world's religions.
We were so caught up in our careers. We needed a faith community to bring us back in touch with the important things in life. We joined the Unitarian Universalists.
Unitarian Universalists believe in respect, freedom, and justice for all people. Come visit our church in the Monterey Peninsula at 490 Aguajito Road at the top of Carmel Hill. Visit our website at uucmp.org or call 624-7404.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
It is useless to resist us.
Yeah, that's the word from the evangelical Christians. It is useless to resist them. After all, they got God on their side. I'm Peter B. Collins. Thanks for joining us here on the PBC show today. We're live in Sacramento, sitting in for Christine Kraft on 1240 Talk City, KSAC. And, of course, live across the expansive Peter B. Collins radio network from Coos Bay, Oregon to Monterey, California. You can join us toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And you know my email, peter@peterbcollins.com. With God on Our Side is the title of a book by Mikey Weinstein, subtitled One Man's War Against an Evangelical Coup in America's Military. Mikey, welcome back to the PBC show today.
Thank you, Peter B. It's great to be back.
Nice to talk with you. And just an hour ago, we were talking with Jason Leopold, who sends his best.
He's one of clearly one of the finest investigative reporters in the history of this country. We're lucky to have him in this country.
Well, and he posted a story at Truth Out that people can still find there on August 30th. And that's why I asked you on the show today, Mikey. This is another case. And before we get into this, evangelicals actually at the Pentagon and proselytizing. A little background. You served in the Air Force, rose to the rank of Judge Advocate General. You're not a dangerous lefty like me. You served as an attorney in the Reagan administration. And you have children and in-laws, or daughters-in-law, I guess, who have attended the Air Force Academy, as you did. And you wrote this book after you discovered what's going on there. Give our listeners a quick summation who may not have heard you before.
Right. Well, my family has three consecutive generations of military academy graduates, and including myself. My youngest son just graduated at the end of May in the class of 2007 at the Air Force Academy, and he's the sixth member of my family to go there.
Mm-hmm.
My brother went there. My brother-in-law went there. My eldest son went there. My daughter-in-law went there. My brother-in-law and my daughter-in-law are Christian. My dad is a distinguished graduate from Annapolis. We have over 128 years of combined active duty military service.
Mm-hmm.
In my immediate family, Peter B., from every major combat engagement the country's been in, from World War I to the current so-called global war on terror. So, I think we've been around long enough to, have earned our stay. And
mm-hmm. Mikey, I've got a bit of a weak connection if you can talk right into that phone.
Sure.
Great.
And, our family is, I know that the religious right, as I told you before, would love it if we could be classified as, a Chardonnay-sipping, Northern California bleeding heart, Sierra Club, liberal Democrat. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But
hey, don't forget the Volvo and the Birkenstocks.
I forgot about that. But we're not. We're not. You know, we come from a conservative Republican military family. I spent 3.5 years in the West Wing of the Reagan White House as one of his attorneys on White House counsel staff. I managed the Iran-Contra investigation as the committee management officer. I was Ross Perot's general counsel. So when my family and I start screaming about what's happening in our U.S. military, that the Pentagon has been turned into a Pentecostal gun, and the Marine Corps, Navy, Army, and Air Force into a fascistic contagion of unconstitutional triumphalism. Well, I guess it can't be fascism when fundamentalist Christians do it, huh?
Right. And back to the litany. As far as I know, you've never owned a Volvo, but you did drive a Viper.
Yes, that is true.
I actually read your book.
Oh, well, thank you. We're actually very happy because the book has done so well. It's going, St. Martin's is putting it into paperback, and I'm very pleased to say that my close friend, Ambassador Joseph Wilson, is writing the foreword for the paperback version, which should be out in a few months.
Now, let me digress for a moment. Did you have any part in recruiting Joe and Valerie Wilson to move to Santa Fe?
I think if you ask them, they'd say that we played a role, which I'd be honored to. We were very lucky to have them move here. And they came out for a fundraiser we did about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was down to between, I think, here and maybe some places in California. And we told them that we thought New Mexico, it really did deserve the title, the Land of Enchantment. And I'm sure we weren't the only reason, but I think we were a non-trivial contributing factor.
Yeah, I last saw Joe in Washington in June, and he's a great guy, and I'm really glad that they have fought the fight they have. I know their civil case was dismissed, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be back.
Well, yeah, they are, again, two of the greatest Americans that I've ever had a chance to know, and it's amazing when... when I ask the average American if you think you could stand up and speak truth to power, you know, the average American won't even tell someone to shut up in a movie theater if somebody's talking. I mean, they won't do it. You know, imagine what it takes to stand up and do what Valerie and Joe have done.
Yeah.
And in the case of our fight, young Marine soldiers, sailors, and airmen standing up in the face of military, the draconian specter of command influence and saying, you can't do that.
Yeah. Mikey Weinstein is with us here on the Peter B. Collins Show. I want to direct you to the website, militaryreligiousfreedom.org. Militaryreligiousfreedom.org. Mikey is the founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, and they've got a lot of work to do. Now, before we get to this Pentagon issue, just one more backstory, and that was earlier this year, you and Jason Leopold both reported to us that at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, there were a number of unusual things going on there related to Christian proselytizing and the use of a government taxpayer-supported computers and computer networks to convey religious messages in the military. I mean, this is just amazing how far this has gone. Tell us a little bit about the Leavenworth case.
Yeah, that was amazing. We found on the website, the official Army website, discussions of the need, for Bible studies and the main, then complete lesson plans and discussion topics, guided topics about such things as, quote, the Jewish problem, close quote, which went back 2,500 years to the current, quote, slave state in Jerusalem. The use of the term Judaizers, it was the most heinous thing I had ever seen, and this was on the official main website for Fort Leavenworth, which, in case people don't realize it, that's not just a federal prison. It's where the Army's Training and Doctrine Command is headquartered. The Army War College is there. In other words, every brigade and battalion commander that becomes one ever in the U.S. Army has to go through that place. And this has been on their website since 1999. And do you know who the most recent commander there was?
Tell me.
David Petraeus.
Oh, my gosh. That was what he was doing in his spare time. He was a reservist who served, and one of the reasons that he believes he was fired was because they felt that he was off the job as a U.S. attorney too often. And, of course, if that was one of the reasons why he was sacked, that's a violation of the law.
Well, you're talking about David Iglesias. I'm talking about the commander of our Iraqi army, the one that just testified before Congress yesterday,
yes.
Petraeus.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
No.
I was moving in the wrong direction. You are correct.
But you're right about David. I mean, David was a right-wing, born-again Christian, one of my closest friends. He lives about 4 minutes from me here in Albuquerque. He was, of course, the lead attorney of the eight that was or nine that were fired.
Mm-hmm.
And he has always been a huge supporter of what we're doing. He knows that when the religious right tries to brand me or my family as trying to take somebody's warm, cuddly Jesus teddy bear away, Peter B., that's not at all what we're doing. We're trying to simply ensure governmental neutrality between all religions and even between the concept of religion to no religion, because we have 29.5 million people in this country that claim no religious faith whatsoever. And interestingly enough, 21% of our U.S. military claims that they have no faith whatsoever. And
mm-hmm.
The last time I checked the Constitution, they were supposed to have all the same rights as the rest of us. And, David is clearly a perfect example of somebody who, as a born-again Christian, lives his faith without trying to impose it on other people. He's also a reserve as you mentioned, a reserve JAG, a naval captain JAG, mm-hmm. and it was actually the model for the Tom Cruise character in the movie A Few Good Men.
Right. Sorry, I mixed them up. Now back to Petraeus. He commanded Leavenworth. Do you have any idea that he supported or tolerated this kind of Christian activism?
Well, there's no doubt. Look, we found that there's apparently 39 officer Christian fellowship or Christian military fellowship Bible studies there, which would be fine except for the fact that their expressed goals, and I might add, there are now 737 U.S. military installations, if the Pentagon at least admits that we have. It's really closer to 1,000, scattered around the world in 132 countries, Peter B., and on every one of them now we have at least one officer's Christian fellowship for the officers and one Christian military fellowship for the enlisted, and they have a tripartite or three-level goal. The first goal that they want to see is they want to see a spiritually transformed United States military. Goal number two, with ambassadors for Christ in uniform, which parenthetically has not worked out too well for planet Earth the last 2,000 years. And thirdly, empowered by the Holy Spirit. There's at least 39 of them that are at Fort Leavenworth, and of course that website spanned the entire time of his command there when Petraeus was there. So when you're a commander, you're responsible for everything that happened. This was heinous crap. When Jason broke the story, we went to Jason with this, they hastily at Fort Leavenworth, you know, took all that stuff down. We, of course, have kept copies of it, because I'm going to announce for the first time today that we hope to be in federal court in an extremely, with a capital E, short period of time, with a massive federal lawsuit declaring to the federal judiciary that our U.S. military has engaged in a pattern and practice of raping the U.S. Constitution, and we have many, many different types of evidence to show it.
Well, as soon as that happens, you notify us, and we'll certainly talk about it.
I guarantee you we will.
Now, Mikey Weinstein, take us to the Pentagon. I understand this occurred at just a couple of months ago, June 6 and 7 of this year. And David Kistler, the president of Hope Ministries, based in Hickory, North Carolina, embarked on a D.C. crusade and was given access to the Pentagon, where they actually held religious meetings?
Well, it's even worse than that. I have to back up 2 years before that. In June of 2005, I know it's hard to believe this, so everybody put on your Peter B. Collins Show seatbelt, but in June of 2005, Kistler and his Hope Ministries, an extreme fundamentalist right-wing fringe organization, were given the center courtyard of the Pentagon, which, I mean, we know that's the place that Al-Qaeda was trying to get to on, you know, 6 years ago today when they crashed an airliner into the E-ring in the outer part of the Pentagon, where many of the, you know, of the Pentagon employees, you know, eat their lunches. And he was allowed to conduct a two-day evangelization crusade right there in the middle part of the Pentagon, which is, I mean, and then, you know, we had Pentagon chaplains saying, isn't this great? This is cutting-edge proselytization and evangelizing. It is absolutely beyond the pale. And then 2 years later, just a couple months ago, here he is back in the Pentagon again, and the Pentagon used the people's money to actually make a video of him proselytizing in the Pentagon and, you know, in the various parts of the Pentagon, which they then gave him, which we know for a fact that he hands out to other folks as a proselytizing tool, and this was a DVD that was made by the U.S. Army in the Pentagon. I mean, what's left, Peter B.?
Well, but Mikey, you're all up in arms about this, and, you know, three souls were saved. Dr.
Yes,
Kistler reported to his congregation that this effort saved three souls. What could be more important than that?
Well, it's obvious I need to go pretty much fold my tent. Now that you mention it that way, that doesn't trump everything we're talking about. Yep.
So is there any official response from the Pentagon? A, do they acknowledge that this occurred? And B, do they admit that this is a violation of our separation of church and state?
No, they know the lawsuit is coming. They're not saying anything or doing anything. And, you know, it's just, this was just this past, this is most recent summer. We had the Christian Embassy. That was another far-right-wing group that was caught with a Department of Defense Inspector General investigation. We had Operation Straight Up, which was trying to send the left-behind Eternal Forces killer convert video game to our troops in the war zone. And they wanted to go over and conduct proselytizing crusade days in Iraq and Afghanistan. If you can imagine that in those countries, where, you know, I mean, there's warfare even within the Shia and the Sunni, let alone between Shia and Sunni independently, it just strains credulity that this could possibly be happening, but it is happening. And like I said, I have to report to you on the show today, in the Peter B. Collins Show, that the constitutionally mandated wall separating church and state in the technologically most lethal organization ever created by humankind, which is our honorable and noble military, is nothing today or this evening but smoke and debris, Peter B.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break and return. If you have a question or a comment, or maybe you have experienced religious discrimination in the military at the hands of Christians or maybe other groups, we'd like to hear from you. Lines available here at 888-5-PETER-B. And Mikey Weinstein will stay with us through the next segment. 888-5-PETER-B, that translates numerically to 888-573-8372. We'll continue in a moment, right here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
A radio show for the whole family. Dysfunctional family. Stephanie Miller on AM 540, KRXA, 6 a.m. weekdays.
Sober Stones, do you have yours yet? Big Sur Jade is now available for you. This rare, beautiful, deep green jade is found in a tiny cove south of Big Sur, used by Native Americans in healing for hundreds of years. Keep one in your pocket to remind you of your commitment to living life present and sober. Go to SoberStones.com, SoberStones.com for your beautiful pocket jade. Touch it, feel it every day. Look at it. Sober Stones.
Every Sunday morning at 10, check out Rock Roller Real Estate, America's favorite real estate show. Learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are. Rock Roller Real Estate, every Sunday morning at 10. To be a guest, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376. For more information, stop by our website at rockrollerrealestate.com. Rock Roller Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
Hello, I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey in the old Granary building, just two blocks from the aquarium, or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
Good afternoon. Here's a look at your traffic on KRXA. Rio Del Mar Boulevard at Clubhouse. An accident just reported. There's two vehicles involved. Also in Santa Cruz County, something on the roadway, Highway 9, just north of Rincon. There is reports of a tree down in the northbound lanes. If you're headed through San Martin, Center Avenue at East San Martin, some animals running around on the roadway. There is a cow walking around in those lanes, so keep your eyes peeled there. Soquel Porter Street at Soquel San Jose Road, a crash there. No details yet. It could be blocking a portion of the roadway. A little bit of slowing eastbound 25 out of Gilroy into Hollister. Traffic is brought to you by your Genuine Toyota Service Department's Toyota owners. Visit your Genuine Toyota Service Center now and enter to win 1 year of free gas. No purchase necessary. See your participating Toyota dealer for official rules. That's traffic on KRXA 540.
On the Peter B. Collins Show, first time I interviewed Mikey Weinstein, just pulled out this song and played it, not realizing that's where he got the title from his book. This is a remake of a Bob Dylan song, God on Our Side.
The country I come from is called Midwest. Raised and brought up and lost your bag, and left the land that I live in has got on its side.
It's Kevin Hunter and Wire Train, a San Francisco band from the 80s, and a timeless song from Bob Dylan there with God on Our Side. As I mentioned, the title of Mikey Weinstein's book lifted from that song, and the subtitle, One Man's War Against an Evangelical Coup in America's Military. Now, Mikey, a moment ago, just before the break, you mentioned that there's a video game called Kill or Convert. Tell us about that, and how is it used in military settings?
It's actually from the Tim LaHaye book and his co-author, whose name I forget right now.
Oh, okay, so the Left Behind series.
The Left Behind series. It's actually called Left Behind Eternal Forces. If you go to our website, militaryreligiousfreedom.org, you can see this story. It's unbelievable. The Operation Straight Up, another far-right evangelical group that has become inextricably intertwined with the Pentagon, was desiring to send, quote, freedom packets to all of our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. The packets would include, besides this video game, this Killer Convert game, which takes place in post-Armageddon apocalyptic New York City, where you get to control the forces of the Antichrist, which of course include the evil United Nations against the forces of Jesus, and you get points for you either kill or convert people, and if you have to kill them, you have to actually pray for a few minutes until you get your spirit points back again. I mean, it's like a bad Saturday Night Live deal. It also these packets also included some incredibly strong proselytizing material that was to go to our troops, written in both English and Arabic. And given the minuscule percentage of our American troops that speak Arabic, you know what they were supposed to be doing with that Arabic far-right Christian proselytizing material. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. Billy, join us from Capitola. You're on the air with Mikey Weinstein.
So Bob Dylan says to me, Billy, do you know the Lord? You know, he'd just become a Christian himself for a little while. But, you know, the good news is he wasn't going to fire me or do anything like that. Can you imagine having that military thing above you? It's just so frightening in its reality.
Well, and it also at least presents the perception, if not some level of reality, of stormtroopers for Jesus.
Oh yeah, I mean on every level it is bizarre in the extreme, and yet it's real, and that's sort of the thing. It's hard for us to believe that, you know, the video game that Mikey was just talking about. It's like taking the two worst possible things and adding them together.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have, in a military situation, in this sort of up-and-down power structure, people pushing their religion in such a disgusting way. It's just
Well, you have to remember that this particular biblical worldview involves eschatology or the end times. They do not want peace. There can be no peace in the Middle East. They have to create as much of a firestorm as possible, which will then serve as a metaphysical accelerant and lubricant to bring Jesus back again. And all we're doing is strengthening the resolve of, you know, the Taliban, which is now resurgent significantly, and an Al-Qaeda that our most recent national intelligence estimate tells us is at least as strong as it was 6 years ago today on 9/11, you know, in 2001. So we're fighting. We defeated Hitler, Mussolini, and Tojo in World War II in just 44 months. We've been in this war a lot longer than that. And the question is, do we have to become the Christian Taliban to defeat this Taliban?
Yeah, being crusaders, which is just what they're afraid we're going to be, yeah, that's going to work for us.
You read my mind, the crusader term. And
well, guys, remember, it was our foundation that found the 523rd Attack F-16 Squadron in my native state here in New Mexico at Cannon Air Force Base. Kid you not, called the Crusaders, their official Air Force logo on their F-16s, equipped to carry laser-guided conventional and nuclear weapons on their flight suits and their squadrons. A giant crucifix, a giant crusader's helmet from the year 1096, which was the year of the first of the nine, count 'em, nine crusades. The helmet is surrounded by three yellow stars in the shape of a crucifix for the Trinity, and also a giant crusader's broadsword to make sure that our enemy knew exactly what we were referring to.
And
there is some good news in all of this. At least they have to support Israel if they're trying to make the rapture come.
The problem is that it's just fattening the herd for the slaughter. That's all what it is. My wife refers to this as the First Thanksgiving theory. I mean, they love Israel and the Jews, the fundamentalist Christians do, to the same extent that the pilgrims love that turkey the night before the first Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And the other piece of good news is I'm really looking forward to being left behind. It's going to be a better world without them.
Thank you, Billy. Appreciate your call. Mikey, I want to refer people again to your website, militaryreligiousfreedom.org. That's the website for the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. When you file that lawsuit, drop us an email and we'll be back in touch with you.
I'll look forward to it, Peter. It's always a pleasure.
Mine too. Thank you, Mikey Weinstein.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And again, pick up the book, With God on Our Side. It's coming out in paperback, subtitled One Man's War Against an Evangelical Coup in America's Military. Time for one more call. Philip's on the line from Sacramento. Thanks for calling, Philip. You're on the air.
Hey, Peter.
Hi.
say it was a great interview.
Well, thank you, except for the part where I confused the guy's name, David. But that does show you this is a live radio program, and sometimes the host makes mistakes.
We're all human.
Yeah. What's on your mind, Philip?
Well, when I got back into Range where I could pick up the show here in Sacramento, I heard quite a bit of talk about the Democratic Party not being able to really get much accomplished yet. And I think what might have a lot to do with that is that if the numbers were right that I saw, that less than 10% of the whole Congress switched in 06, which means that we still had a lot of DLC Democrats and a lot of neocons left, which...
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think 10% is an aggressive number. It's probably lower than that in the 5 or 6% range.
Yeah.
And if you go to the website truthout.org, Matt Renner, who's a great reporter who happened to be my producer for a while, he wrote a piece last week about how Rahm Emanuel, the congressman from Chicago who headed up the Democratic Campaign Committee in the 2006 cycle, intentionally recruited conservatives, former Republicans, and wealthy individuals into these congressional races, and that more than half of the new freshmen elected to the newly Democratic Congress, the House, immediately joined the Blue Dog Caucus.
Yep.
So it does give you an idea of the so-called new blood in the Democratic Party, and a lot of it ain't that progressive.
Unfortunately not.
Yeah. So thanks for your call. I'm out of time here, Philip, but we're going to be back here tomorrow, so call me then.
Thanks. Great show.
All right. We'll be back at you. And by the way, just wanted to apologize for messing up David Petraeus and David Iglesias.
Excuse me.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. We will do it again tomorrow, same time, same stations, and I hope you'll join me then.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was not encouraged when she came out of a meeting with President Bush.
This sounds to me like a 10-year, at least, commitment to an open-ended presence and war in Iraq.
The president consulted with congressional leaders before a speech planned for Thursday night.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. The speech is meant as a prelude to the Iraq report he's required to send to Congress by week's end. He'll make the case that some progress has been made, but that U.S. national security requires American troops to remain engaged. He will announce a plan to withdraw between 25 and 30,000 troops by next summer if the situation on the ground allows.
That would bring U.S. troop strength back to pre-surge levels.
Today marks the sixth anniversary of the day that tore across our history and our hearts.
New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg spoke at the World Trade Center site where, again this year, the names of more than 2,700 victims were read one by one.
I'm Cammie McCormick. At the Pentagon, Joint Chiefs Chairman Peter Pace and Defense Secretary Robert Gates laid a wreath at a stone memorial. 184 people died here when a hijacked plane smashed into the building. The victims' families gathered today by the rebuilt wall. Under cloudy skies, they observed a moment of silence.
And in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. bells tolled for the 40 passengers and crew of United Flight 93, which crashed into a field as passengers struggled with the terrorist hijackers. For the second time in days, the voice of Osama bin Laden is heard on a new Al-Qaeda video. This one features the last will and testament of a 9/11 hijacker. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr reports.
U.S. officials dismissed the tape as propaganda and said they see nothing in that video or in last Friday's bin Laden tape, signaling a new attack. But top U.S. security officials do see an increasing danger. CIA Director Michael Hayden.
Al-Qaeda has protected or regenerated key elements of its homeland attack capability.
National counterterrorism boss Scott Redd.
Our enemy is determined and dangerous.
Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff.